Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
To listen back to When We Were Awesome. You're listening to the best of Common Man and T-Bone.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Welcome to the dumbest part of your day.
Bing, bang.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Do they still do shock treatment?
No.
For people?
Let's bring it back, and because I think I need some. I need some shock treatment.
You don't need that. You just need to, you know, see an iguana. Don't cancel your day. That's all. How about like an in-between of like, I don't need shock treatment. I also don't need to like go home 2 days early because an iguana looked at me and went, bleh.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Shut up, Ted!
5 minute delays with Leanna Ray.
You guys like Bjork?
And random sounds from the internet.
Yes, sir! He's shavakadoo!
You want a sack?
The guy is drunk!
Watch your profanity.
Would you not eat my pants?
Ah!
This is Man and Bone.
Happy Independence Day. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, it's a big, big show today that we've just cut up and pasted for your enjoyment because we're at home and I'm probably sitting in the backyard as you're listening to this and I'm lying in wait. Just waiting.
I thought you were
still
going to say lying in wait.
Does anybody else?
What you meant.
Does anybody else think that this has just been one long game by the British, and they're going to pop out at any moment?
Oh, that's what you're thinking? Is it still possible?
Well, I'm just saying we all just sort of assume, oh, they're our friends, and look, oh, it's the Queen's here, and
sure,
all that stuff. But what if they're just? This is all on purpose.
Order 66.
One day they pop out of the bushes.
That's right, Teddy.
And Flute Boy's there.
The Queen is like standing over just like a... She's just hanging out ready with her lightsaber at any moment to just give the order. What would the Queen say if it was time to go? If it's go time, invasion begins, what is she saying?
Oh, I don't know. You can't put me on the spot with that.
What is the Queen going to say on Independence Day?
What did Bill Pullman say in Independence Day?
Oh, what did he say?
What was the speech at the end?
Didn't he say, when you said
today
Independence Day.
Today is our Independence Day!
Yeah.
But in my mind, they're independent. They're using muskets, too. They're using the same weapons.
Yes, that's
from
right.
From the Revolutionary War.
I guess, though, the Queen would have to get permission to go do that, right? Or how's that work?
Well, that's what she wants you to believe.
Because she can't.
No,
really?
No. They want you to believe that, like, oh, the parliament has all the power and the queen is just a figurehead until it's on.
And the question might be, how are they going to launch this attack from way over in Europe? Well, I believe Harry and Meghan are on this continent.
They have spies here.
Yeah. You thought that was a whole thing where they really left the royal family? No. They're just spying, ready to go.
What do you think Simon Cowell's been doing here for the last 20 years?
Of course. John Oliver.
Tell me when you're ready, Your Majesty.
Right, they're all John waiting. John Oliver's here, making us laugh, Last Week Tonight.
James Corden's on TV.
Yeah.
Right,
like,
they're
I'm
all here.
I'm going to do Broadway. No, he's not. He's going to have march down Broadway with the British troops. They're going to take it back.
Panama Ted is the fine producer of the program. Hello, Teddy.
Hello, gentlemen.
So you have been tasked with putting together this very special holiday show. What do we have?
Yes, well, we have lots of silliness to play for you here on this 4th of July. And I'm just going to read you a few of the audio files that I've labeled from previous shows. We have things such as rejected Ohio plates. Yeah, there we go.
License plates.
It's good.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
I thought you meant collector's plates.
No.
Like you got license, a QVC.
License plates, but okay. Common man poo. Is one of them.
Oh,
I don't know.
Just poo.
This is what you name the files.
This is how you name them.
There's another one that's Common Man Poos with an S on it. So that's got to be completely different.
Very different. Totally different segment. Yeah, very different segment.
There's one with itchy thighs.
Okay. I remember itchy thighs segment. Yeah.
All right. Wally. We talked about him.
Who?
Whale/Wally.
There was ice fishing and hookers.
Oh, yes. Yes, I forgot about that.
And we chat about ice cream. Why not?
Oh, you know, I wonder how horribly that goes off the rails, because it seems fairly innocent. So it's got to be not innocent if you saved it.
And there's a Bounty Hunter Tots. I'm not even, I don't know what that is.
Bounty Hunter Tots.
I guess I should listen to this show.
It definitely doesn't involve Dog the Bounty Hunter's former wife.
Oh.
Beth.
May she rest in peace.
Yes.
She had some huge tots. Huge.
Or Rita.
Oh, yeah.
Tater tots.
The crown.
Exactly.
Crown tots.
The crown. Yes.
I am the crown.
There she is.
I'm ready to take over.
Why did I say there?
Enjoy your fireworks while you can.
I said it like the queen was a whale. Like, Darcy blows. Man the harpoons.
Are we done? Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Big Independence Day show starts now.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Teddy was thinking about doing something fun. He was in the archives today listening to old stuff. How old was the stuff you were listening to, Teddy?
It was from 2017, so 5 years ago.
Okay.
Wow.
And you were thinking maybe you would post some of that stuff for the people.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if people would be interested in that, maybe hearing some little fun, stupid little bits from, like, you know, 5 years ago.
Why
or
not?
Even two or three years ago.
I do want to warn the people, though, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we weren't as mature as we are now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
as we've really grown up.
Well,
since
it's more, it's more of a highbrow show now,
yeah.
I think.
You know? That's right.
We're talking about investments, crypto, urethras. It's more of a highbrow show.
I hope you someday do buy
strap
some
on luggage.
I hope you buy some urethra. I hope you go into your wallet and your crypto wallet and say, I'd like some urethra, please. Yeah.
Matt Damon says I should buy urethra. I love all these rich elite actors and athletes. You know, oh yeah, crypto. Crypto's the way to go.
Well,
you
also
have $100 million.
Doesn't Matt Damon though strike you as someone who at some point in his life as an actor would have looked down on some other actor for showing up in a TV commercial for a kind of fad thing? And then now he's doing that. This guy who's won all these awards and has been on everything. He's one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. And now he's showing up in TV commercials. Don't you think he's probably looked down his nose at some other people for doing that in the business? And now he's doing it.
I'm reading a book about, you know, the Gilded Age in American society.
Mm.
You know, when the real money started happening in New York City, you know, the Vanderbilts.
Sure.
All those big time families and what this leisure class got into. Breaking news, lots of fads.
Oh, of course.
You know, going and sitting in mineral springs because they thought it had healing properties and anti-aging properties. And of course, it turns out now that does nothing for you to go take the waters. But a lot of these hoity-toity people also got very into spiritualism.
Oh.
Where they would go to seances and that was like the big Richie Rich
really?
Thing to do. Yeah,
oh.
And for a long time, they thought, you know, they were communicating with
the dead.
With the dead. I mean,
yeah,
this is a big deal. They'd hold these big seance parties, and then one by one, all these people that held the seance parties were exposed for being frauds.
Shocking.
Right? But the elites in society looked down at the commoners because the commoners didn't do this seance stuff.
They
like
thought
they
it was
did.
Kind of hokey.
Right.
Well, good news, Mike. We definitely don't have anything like that going on.
No, again, yes, the labels change, the rules change a little bit, but ultimately, celebrities exist on a whole nother plane of existence than you and I.
You know what I honestly think it is? When you get to a certain level of rich, you get bored.
Sure.
Because what is one of the biggest things they say most people deal with in their day-to-day life? Most anyone who's listening to us now, we're in the same boat. You think about your finances, you think about what am I going to do for the next 10 years of my life? Am I going to stay in a job, move to another job? What about my relationship status? When you've got billions of dollars or multi-millions of dollars,
you don't worry as much about what am I, you get to think, what do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to think, what, how do I want to feel and what do I want to experience? And then you hire two chefs to make all your food and you hire three trainers to get you in perfect shape. And then after that, you're like, well, now I got all that going on. What's next? And you're looking for that next thing to chase. And then you get into some weird stuff like jumping into an ice bath. That's the new fad. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, all the, I promise you, in this country, it feels like if you make $1 billion and you're under 40, you have to be someone who takes an ice bath. Because I've seen that from all these, like, you want to know what the rich guys do? They get up at 4 a.m, they take an ice bath because it makes them alive. And it's like, every scientist who's looked at that has said, it does nothing. You jump in an ice bath, it makes you really cold.
Is that the new cryo chamber?
That is the...
Because about 10 years ago, it was the cryo chamber.
Well, it's the thought that this somehow is going to, like, yeah, I mean, we've seen athletes who jump into cold shower, whatever, to help your muscles. But for the average human, if it's more of this thing where it's like, once you do this, your whole body fires differently and your brain is working. And it's like,
yeah, if you're a finely tuned athlete, you're right. Probably makes a difference.
For the average person, no, it
does. We should do it tomorrow before the show. See if the show's any better.
I'm not doing anything. I've seen videos of people go out on their patio.
Teddy.
And they break the ice out of their ice bath and they jump in.
Yes. Congratulations. You've been promoted.
Okay.
Part of your new job is to find a kiddie pool, fill it with ice.
No.
And bathe us in it before the show tomorrow.
No. I have to bathe you in it?
Yes. You've got to rub the ice on us. And what good is an ice plunge if there's not someone there to rub us? We need cold rubbing.
That's... Sounds terrible.
Cold rubbing.
Sounds like an awful idea.
Well, how do you stay warm then? Do you have to take any medication to stay warm?
Well, we'll both have Viagra. Like Josh Allen.
To improve your circulation.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to be the you rubbing us or the Viagra, but we're going to be excited to be in the kiddie
pool. Listen, pal, if you walking 10 steps in your neighborhood causes your thighs to violently itch, I don't think getting an ice bath is the best thing for you right
now. Maybe that'll cure that. Maybe I won't have that problem anymore.
Yeah. I want to be
clear. We've been doing it all wrong.
I'm sure there's something to like applying coldness to certain, if you have sore muscles, right? That's different. We're talking about wake up at 4 a.m. and then instantly jump in an ice bath. Like Tony Robbins, those guys, that's like, I get in there and now I can think.
Yeah, now I can write code like the best of them.
What?
I'm going to stand at my desk.
All right.
Because winners stand.
Yeah, it's that. It's I'm going to stand. I'm going to sit in an ice bath. I'm going to do all these things. Now, if you personally enjoy getting in an ice bath and it makes you feel a little better mentally, do whatever you want.
No, let me tell you something, man.
It's this idea that's the only thing. That's the scientific way to make yourself better. That's not true.
All of these people then would be off ice baths and they'd be doing something else. It's not about the ice bath. It's about how unique they are. What makes them more special than you. But because it used to be, I stand up at my desk. And now guess what?
Everybody has standing desks.
Everybody stands at their desks, or so I've been told. I don't stand at my desk. It's like when my mother-in-law came to me and said, have you heard of this thing called a food truck I had at Taco? It was great. You know it's jumped the shark. When a 70-year-old woman's talking about having a taco from a food truck. I also had an ice bath yesterday.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing jazzercise. That's a great thing, right? They're playing music, you're dancing, you're doing some activity. Is that a bad thing? No, but that was a fad at one point that everyone was like, oh my gosh, jazzercise, it will change your life. It's like, no, you know what's changing your life? You got up and moved and you weren't moving before. Doing that is good. However you like to do that is good. But this idea, it goes back to the mineral baths from the Gilded Age where they're like, oh, if I go there, I'm a better person. No, it makes you mentally feel like you're doing something for yourself. Great, go do it. But it's not actually really changing anything.
Yeah, if they were in the mineral bath with a chimney sweep right next to them, they'd say, we got to get out of here. Look at this guy.
Right. The commoners,
have figured this out. We got to do something else. Let's invent the shake weight. Somewhere, and it's all cyclical too, because the next Elon Musk is somewhere using a Thighmaster.
It's all
cyclical.
This is why it is so important to be able to laugh at yourself. Because if you can't laugh at yourself, you end up holding a shake weight and talking to someone seriously and be like, no, I really feel the burn. as I'm doing this now for everyone
You're
watching.
Shaking it. That's right.
Fan TV, yeah.
We got to eat like the Italians, the Mediterranean. That's the secret. Mm. Oh, other people are doing that now? Caveman! Caveman!
The general message, though, is not wrong that we should probably eat healthier than we generally do.
All right, whatever, man.
That's not necessarily bad.
How about we all just try and get through life?
You're right.
Whatever helps you get through life.
Yeah.
If you're depressed and you want to hit the drive-thru, I have no judgment for you.
Nope. I agree with that.
All the dumb things we say are on demand when you want them. Just utilize the computer chip we've implanted into your brain. The Fan. Ohio Sports Destin.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Nation.
Right before I walked in the studio, I told Teddy, I said, Teddy, we have a problem.
Oh, no.
Got a little poo-poo coming.
Oh, no.
We have maybe tag Timmy in for a segment.
Yeah, bring him in. That's fine.
Anyway.
You know what? Is Timmy opposed to being our relief poo host?
I don't think he's opposed to it.
Okay. Just have him pop in.
I mean, he's just doing
in.
Updates and getting ready for Buckeye basketball tonight, but...
Sure. But I'm saying, Timmy is the type of guy where you could wake Tim out of a dead sleep and say, Timmy, let's talk about what's going to happen with the Blue Jackets this season. And Tim would give you his number one best effort that he can at 3 a.m. if you stuck a microphone in front of his face. He would do everything he could to try to make that work.
What would be the signal for that? Would Teddy have to go out in the hallway and just start going, two, two?
Yeah, he does that. He touches his forearm.
Maybe the forearm goes...
Pulls on his ear.
Goes sort of through like his other hand.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah. I'm on the radio.
What's
you
the
can't
motion
see what
you're
I'm
doing? It's a fist
I'm
going through.
I'm fisting and I'm going through the other...
A fist going through a thing.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways you could go with that. You got
well. You know
idea.
What though? I don't think I'm gonna have the fist. I think I'm gonna have the squirts.
Oh.
I think it's squirty, so it's more like fireworks. You give the fireworks thanks, sign Chris. In the air.
Okay. Well, you know what we could just do is just two.
Well, that's what I originally said.
Right. I said two's fine, and then you just went on with it. Because we don't even have one
well,
right
no,
now.
No, because here's the difference.
If you go
though.
Out and say one to Timmy Hall right now, he's not gonna know what that means. But if you say two. That could be a little easier to get because everybody knows what number two is.
Here's the difference, though, is if you have the loose and it's fireworks and it's,
yeah.
you know, pee-pee out of the butt.
Okay, got it.
Right?
We all get what you're saying. You don't have to keep
it's
going.
It's more uncomfortable for me, but it's a quicker wipe. You know what I mean? It's quicker. So Tim won't have to be
that's
in here as long.
One of if my favorite punk bands, Quicker Wipe.
If it's a, well, here's another good one, Smeary Log.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
That's going to take me a while.
Oh, Lord.
I may need a half roll of toilet paper for the Smeary Log.
By the way, we forgot to do this yesterday, and it seems right now is about the most appropriate time to do it. Congratulations to the Smeary Log himself sitting next to me on 18 years in this building doing this kind of stuff. Good for you, buddy.
He's just a common man.
We didn't get to bring that up yesterday, but...
Why would we bring it up?
Well, I would have brought it up if I had remembered, but I'm stupid. But you've been doing that type of thing for 18 years, and somehow we still work here. So congratulations to you for
that. I think that says more about the people than it does about me.
That's true. It does. We have a great audience here in Columbus who likes to hear you talk about...
Well, this is what I say to my wife all the time when she looks at me after whatever I've said. And she says, you're a terrible person. Well, you married me. I know I'm a terrible person, but you chose to spend the rest of your life with me.
Mm-hmm.
I am terrible talking about Smeary Logs, but you people are listening to me right now. So what's that say about you?
That's exactly right. Now, can we talk more about the easier wipe?
Don't you feel?
I agree. You're right.
The looser the stool, the easier the wipe. Viva la stool.
I don't want to get any more detailed. Unless it's...
Well, you brought it back up. I was going to move on. Talk about Antonio Brown's Smeary Log.
All right, fine. Go ahead. We can do that.
All right.
We'll move on here.
The best of Common Man and T-Bone.
I have a document here that Panama Ted has sent me. about all the vanity license plates that are banned in the state of Ohio.
Oh,
all right.
Because every year,
this is like 5 pages long, so I can't read them all. More than that,
there's probably a few you can't read.
It's
even if they weren't
18
pages long.
Okay.
Wow.
But
are these ones? So these were officially submitted and they were rooted out.
I guess
we don't quite know. Like, were they actually in use?
A lot of these are very humorous to me.
Yeah, let me ask before you get into this. Is it possible this is a list of, like, all time? Like, some guy who, I don't know, had some idea a long time ago for, like,
to the list.
Right, saying, so this might go back a few years of, like, yes, 10 years ago someone said, I want this, and they said, that's banned forever. You can't have that.
Perhaps that's the case. But,
okay.
I mean, we're all sad that you can't get a license plate that says hard AF in the state of, in the state of Ohio.
It's Hardiff.
I am.
It's Hardiff.
Hardiff.
It's my last name.
What else do I have?
James Hardiff.
I like this one. I like the number 5, which also mimics an S.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The number 5. HTRFUL.
Right. That's great.
Randy Quaid.
I want to believe.
Yep.
I want to believe somebody was putting that on an RV. I want to believe that was the case.
Hey, before you go on.
How about X? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Before you go on, I saw on Hayden Run Road somewhere, late at night driving home, a mannequin. I had to do a double take. It was actually a Crapper Was Full, Randy Quaid, Cousin Eddie at the end of the driveway holding a hose wearing a bathrobe.
Wow.
Couldn't believe it.
That's pretty great.
So funny.
SXY.
Mm.
MILF.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's
that
number one.
SXY.
I think if you're going to apply to have that license plate, I'm not saying that people should be judged on their bodies, but if you're putting that on a license plate, it only gets approved if a panel of peers looks at that and says, yeah, we agree.
I think some of these are a little egregious. I don't see any problem with Poopa 20. What's wrong with Poopa?
Oh, you mean egregious that it wasn't approved?
Yes.
I thought you meant egregious.
What's wrong,
like,
with that one?
I don't know.
Well, that's fine.
Nothing. I mean,
it's
nothing
be worse
inherently
than
wrong with that, other than just, I mean, everybody poops. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at some more that I can read.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was wondering how many of those you would actually be able to say on the air.
Well,
because many
some of them, I don't know what the hell they mean, but.
Oh, boy.
I need to.
Don't just blurt it out here, and then we find out later that was an FCC violation.
I like the first one. The first one is still the best.
How about slap? I can't have slap on my license plate? What's wrong with slap?
S-L-A-P?
S-L-A-P. What's wrong with that?
I mean, I don't know if there's any other use for it, but I know, like, that has been a thing that now I think is out, where people would say, oh, yeah, that song slaps. Like, I think the kids back in the day would say that.
Something that really cooks.
Yeah. That's that new jazz, man. That cooks. That slaps.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Listen to this.
Why can't I get
wanted that.
Fine ass on a license plate?
Yeah, why not?
Fine ass.
Can I get fairy leg on my license plate?
No, you cannot get
Can
that.
You get, like,
I want that.
I wonder, is fine ass banned because they're taking it in the sense of, like, that is someone who has a very nice rotund buttocks? Or is it banned in all of the ass adjective
usages? I think
usages?
All the ass stuff is gone.
You can't say strong. That's a strong ass play right there by that guy. He went in for the dunk. Strong ass, man.
Yeah, right. No, that's fine. I wonder if I could slip in and just have the letters all in a row so it kind of gets lost in translation. U-A, the word punk, and then the letters A-B. Just
no.
UA punk AB.
A lot of stuff that
couldn't
that would
that.
Not slip through.
I don't, well, yeah, it depends on. I guess you have to be pretty with it to punk be on this board to be able.
I
to
don't
know
like
what's
how we can't have slow ho on our license plate either.
Slow
or Ohio.
What? Oh, come on.
What do you got against the Seven Dwarfs? What? Hi ho. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else about that.
How about PZZASHT? That sounds fine to me.
PZZA what?
Yeah.
PZZASHT.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Fine.
How about titties? TITT. T-I-D-D-Y-S? What's wrong with that?
What are you doing?
What's wrong with that one?
Y-A tittle? Is that what you just said?
You got to get around that with the tig old biddies. That's what you got to put on there. Get that on there.
No, they'd probably find that one, too. Would,
you think?
Okay. Yeah. That's way more.
This is someone's job.
You're trying to go around about ways. There's more in your face.
Probably is,
this is someone's job to sit in a room and figure out what's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man. My wife has convinced me to get back on Instagram. So there you go.
What you brought this up to me earlier today. What did she say to you to convince you to get back on Instagram?
She said Twitter's for losers.
I see.
Which I don't know why Twitter is for losers. I enjoy, you know, just writing something as opposed to having to take a picture. But she is convinced that all of you listeners out there want to see pictures of whatever. So now you can find me again on Instagram at Common Man Radio.
And this is your wife knows more about this. She'll forget more about it today than
I'll
ever
know. My wife does marketing for a living.
She knows this stuff, right? My own personal feelings on Twitter and Instagram is probably how you feel, Mike, about like something that's made for television versus something that's made for radio. Like you and I have an appreciation for old-timey radio dramas and, you know, radio people using the theater of the mind. I feel like Twitter's more like that. Instagram is more like, oh, well, we just have TV. We just showed you. We don't have to tell you. We don't have to think of good words. We'll just show you a picture.
I've never thought of that. Like, oh, yeah, Twitter's old school. I've never thought of it like
not
that.
Not old school.
But whatever.
Just saying it has the appeal of radio more to me. So that's why I probably like Twitter more.
All right, so the first picture I took was a picture of T-Bone and Paul Keels sitting in the office.
I don't know why you chose.
Well,
us.
I mean, my two favorite people sitting in the office.
Well, way to go, Ted. You didn't even work into the top three there.
Ted wasn't here.
I wasn't here.
Maybe Ted can get in a reasonable hour and he'd be in the picture.
That's right. I showed up early.
He was the last one in the door today.
By the way, I want to point out, I am still working to find the time of day where I can show up and it is not commented on when I arrive. Because if I arrive any time before 12:30, I have to hear from you and from Chops today and from everyone. Like,
why does it bother you?
Wow.
You were early today.
Early.
You normally show up between 12:45 and 1.
That's not true. I show up between like 12:15, 12:30. That's usually when I get here. No, because then when I show up at like 12:14, you're like, oh, early today.
Well, I'm
like,
tell you something. Let me tell you something. This is what I say to my wife all the time when she says, we already had this conversation. You and I see each other every single day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For... Well, how long has it been now since you've been working at the radio station?
I mean, I've been here about 10 years.
All right. For a decade. I've run out of things to say to you. All right. So when I see you, I just do like the typical, oh, yeah, okay, what time is it? I don't know. Just like when you see somebody from the office, maybe it's, oh, yeah, how about that game last night? Okay. You don't really care about their thoughts on the game. I don't really care what time you get in. I'm just trying to make conversation so we don't just sit in silence.
But I just want people to understand. So I hear that if I get here earlier than a certain time. And if I get here later than, like, yes, 12:45, then it's like...
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Must be nice just to sashay in at 1:30 and call it a day, Herbie. Must be nice.
Right. And that is because, for the listeners, we do a lot of work at home. You do a lot of prep work at home before you come in here. So that's what we're doing. That's when I get here. I got a long commute.
All right. So that's announcement number one.
Oh,
I also love how
Instagram,
you're like,
I do
live in Marysville. It's like, yeah, someone held a gun to your head and made you move to Marysville. I didn't make you do that.
No, but I'm just saying you appreciate. It takes a little while to get in here.
I do appreciate it.
Yeah, you do.
Common Man and T-Bone.
I have two stories for you, both equally weird, but for different reasons. Okay. It's going to get very cold for the Bills and Patriots in Buffalo this weekend. Bart Scott was on Get Up this morning and said that Josh Allen should take Viagra before the game to make sure his circulation is tip-top.
I don't... hang on. What do we have a problem when it gets super cold?
Viagra, you know, promotes blood flow.
But yeah, I'm
when
yeah.
your blood is flowing properly, you tend to feel the cold less.
Okay.
So that will warm you up and give you a huge stiffy in the process. This has been a secret for NFL players playing in the cold for a while, is that they would take Viagra.
Wait,
and then
so
when they're in a tackle pile, you would get poked by their, you know.
You're saying all these dudes are out there.
Rooney.
Like big NFL playoff games,
oh, yeah.
A lot of these dudes are playing bricked up.
Oh,
you tell
absolutely.
Me that's happening? I didn't
yeah,
know that.
It is happening.
All right.
So if you're watching the game this weekend, you're like, man, Josh Allen just threw a rope, and he has a rope, a frozen one, in his pants. You know why. So there's that story.
I got to tell you. There's all this access that we get now. You hear former players, you get to go in the locker room and see what's, you know, behind the scenes documentaries. I think we're reaching a point where we may have too much information. I don't need to know if players are trying to improve circulation. Fine.
Well, here's some more.
I don't
for
need
you.
To know that
here's
everybody's running out there with a Hofty before the game even starts.
Zane Wedding went swimming in Auckland, New Zealand on January 7th and left believing his ears became blocked with water.
Sure, that happens.
He told USA Today he initially tried clearing his ears with swimmer's ear drops and fell asleep later that evening. The next morning, his ear was still blocked, so he made an appointment with his doctor, headed to the doctor. The doctor looked in his ear and said, "You're fine." And he said, "Doc, I still feel like something is stuck in my ear. Can you flush it out for me?"
Sure.
Because I've actually had that before where I had like some earwax built up in my ear. Where that I couldn't hear out of that ear anymore. Doctor flushes it out. Little plug of earwax comes out. It's very disgusting.
Ugh.
But then it's like your whole life changes. Like, yeah. Oh, that felt so much better. Right? So the doctor says, well, I don't think there's anything in there. I can see in there, but I'll do it anyway. Doctor flushed out his ear. Nothing happened. The doc's advice was use a hairdryer to dry up the leftover water in the ear.
Okay.
So then he went home and started putting a hairdryer to his ear, but he spent the weekend deaf in his ear, started to experience dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
His condition didn't improve by Monday. He decided to go to a specialist. So he bypassed his doctor, went to an ear guy.
Okay.
It took the specialist a couple of seconds to determine the water he thought was blocking his ear was actually a cockroach.
Ah, whoa, oh. Oh, my. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
How does that...
He said the extraction of the roach took only 5 minutes and he felt immediate relief.
I bet he did. Was it dead? I hope it was dead. After all that, it got flushed, it got hair dried.
It doesn't say if it was dead or alive.
I would hope it got in there and died. I mean, I don't know if it's better if it's alive, right? You don't want it decaying something in your ear either, I guess. But if it was moving around, oh. I can't.
Like the first doctor's like, yeah, go home, you're stupid. You're fine. What's the matter with you? Second doctor looks right in there and says, like, you got a cockroach.
Yeah,
in
you're
your
fine.
Ear.
Other than this cockroach. And he goes back to the first doctor. First doc's like, oh, I thought that was a known condition. I thought you already had that. I didn't think you were coming in for that. Yeah. You've had a cockroach in there for years. I just never took it out.
You know, my mother had a bee stuck in her ear. Had to go to the emergency room when I was a teenager.
No.
When I was a teenager, she was out in the backyard. She was gardening. Bee flew into her ear.
Mm.
She said she felt it moving around for minutes in
God.
There.
Oh, boy.
And then I guess like the bee stung her in there, and then the bee died.
Oh.
So there's a dead bee stuck in her ear. She had to go to the emergency room.
This is intense.
Get it taken out.
This is intense to listen to. I don't know how she dealt with that. Did she drive herself over there?
No, my father took her over there.
I was going to say, thank goodness. That's insane.
So they take this bee out. Actually, I forgot all about this. My father reminded me of this the other day.
Mm. Why did he bring this up? How did it come up in conversation?
I don't know. We were talking about something getting stuck someplace.
Oh. And then was he
as he was talking, was he shooting liquid out of his eye at you?
Yeah,
and you were like, Dad, that's pretty weird. And
he's
like,
me.
Not as weird as when your mom had a bee in her ear. And you're like, oh, that's right. Thanks, Dad. Go back to gleeking. Not as weird as I thought.
If you're new to this conversation, my father's eye squirts involuntarily.
And we have called it gleeking.
He wears glasses. And
he needs windshield wipers on the inside.
He will have to take off his glasses because there's liquid on the inside of the glasses because of the squirting eye.
I'm not making fun of your dad having a squirting
eye. No, please do make fun of him.
I'm guessing that even for him, it is something that is mystifying why your eye is squirting, right?
He's constantly just drying off his glasses.
Well,
thank God he wears them too, because then the eye gleek will just squirt right on you.
Now, what makes this conversation to me even slightly more ironic / funny is that you have married into a family where your father-in-law is a prominent eye surgeon. So you would think...
Yeah, he's retired now.
But he was a prominent eye surgeon, has worked with the eye for decades. I'm surprised the two of them have not gotten together and said, oh, let's take a look at that gleeking eye. Let's see what's going on
let's take a look at that gleeking eye.
I got some stuff we'll shoot you up
My
with.
Father-in-law was actually asked about the gleeking eye many years ago.
Oh, okay.
And you know what his response was? Dead serious. I said, you know, my dad's eye just constantly squirts all the time. My father-in-law's response, the eye surgeon looked at me and said, yeah, it's weird. I don't know. All right.
I'm sorry.
Is that your medical opinion? Or?
No, you know what that is, and you know this. That is where, like, you and I have spent 19 straight hours talking about the Buckeyes and Buckeye football.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
It's an hour before the game, and someone's like, what do you think's going to happen today? You're like, I don't know, man. I hope we win. I don't know. I've spent all week talking about it. I got nothing left to say. Maybe he was just off hours. He's like, I don't want to talk about eyes.
There's only one way to start your day, and that's with the soothing tones of Morning Juice. Soothing.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Bone, one thing that I would find very entertaining is, you know, taking someone from, let's say, the 1850s.
All right.
Trying to explain modern things to them. Because I just saw this trending on Twitter. Rapper Whale announces on Twitter he is not planning to perform at the Broccoli City Festival in Washington, D.C.
I believe it's Wale.
Wale?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Try explaining it to me, then. Because I don't know what all those things are.
Well, I just want you to know that in my headphones, Ted went, Whale. Oh, man. This dumbass said Whale.
Teddy, you knew who it was? I thought it was Whale.
I know it's Wale.
We've talked
about him on the show before.
We have?
Yes.
Wasn't Wale a robot that was left on the planet?
That's Wale. That's a different movie.
Wale.
It's a good movie.
All right.
I highly recommend it.
What's the Broccoli City Festival?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. You're hip with the kids. I'm asking you.
No, Matt Hayes likes that, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He likes broccoli. Yeah, Matt loves broccoli.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah, well, he eats broccoli all the time.
Woke people get together and microwave broccoli and listen to Whale?
Wale. Wally? Wale. All right. So
Seal shows up, too?
Maybe.
A little kiss from a rose? Seal and Whale?
Yeah. Come on. Did you see, or hear, rather, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, formerly of Mike and the Mad Dog. Did you hear his rant? He was very upset because at the NFC Championship game, they cut to a shot of a guy he kept calling Leonard DiCaprio. He was mad. He's like, Hold on, before you do the voice, I have to do this thing. He was mad. Good afternoon, sports fans. So, okay,
Leonard DiCaprio was at the NFC Championship game, and I don't understand, okay? Because this guy, number one, he doesn't know who Norm Van Brocklin is. How is he going to watch a football game? This guy doesn't know football. Why did they let him in?
Oddly enough, he also knows it's Wally, though. Chris Russo.
Very much up on the Wally. No, he was mad that celebrities showed up to the game in L.A.
Come on,
that happened.
Man.
What do you think they're going to do? That's why they put a team there.
What are we doing?
So guess what? Don't let Chris Mad Dog Russo anywhere near his TV 2 weeks from Sunday, because good Lord, he's going to have a panic attack if he looks out and sees all the celebrities that are going to be there.
Everybody I've ever met is sending me text messages making fun of me for Wale.
You called him Whale.
I didn't know him. I don't know him. Apparently I should.
Well, no, it was just, you were like, imagine explaining this to someone from the 1850s. Well,
right, explain it to me. Yeah. How would you explain Twitter to someone from the 1850s? Forget about Wale. How would you explain Twitter? First of all, you have to explain the computer in the process.
I think the simplest way to do that would be to try to make it like something they are currently aware of. So what I would say to them is, do you know anyone who tells you little tidbits of news but doesn't really have any good info? They just tell you little things.
Yes.
And then if they said, oh, yes, I've heard of such
person. No, I'm going to be, what are you going to do, both sides of the conversation?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. All right.
Let me earn some money today. Jesus.
All right. So I say, yeah, do you know anybody like that who tells you little bits of the conversation but doesn't tell you the full story?
Do I have to do the accent?
Whatever you want to do.
Oh, yes.
Well, that is what we now have. We now have a whole place we can go, a giant screen we can look at any time of day, and it will tell us random little things we didn't even know we wanted to know.
What screen?
Like, it's in your pocket.
In my pocket?
Yeah, pull it out. And
how is that possible?
Well, I'm not going to explain all that to you. I'm just
you have to.
No, I'm just got to tell you the principle of
you
Twitter.
You can't just explain it away by saying, sorcery. You can't just say that.
No.
You got to tell them about electricity and PCs and phones.
Well, then we're going to have the problem of, because if a time traveler did come here, I could see a lot of people like myself struggling and saying, all right, so Ben Franklin was before you.
Yes,
okay, so
much before.
Okay, so you know of electricity, but you don't really use electricity, right?
But we'd like to.
But you don't know how to. Okay.
Well, we know how to, but.
But not well.
No.
But we know how to use it well, and we've stuck it in this little box.
Okay.
And then the box connects to, you don't know what the radio is.
Nope, don't know what the radio is.
Well, we connect satellites, you have no idea. Do you know about space? Are you aware that there are things other than here?
What do you mean? We look at the sky all the time.
Okay,
of course we
there,
know.
Up there, there's magic little things floating that shoot us signals of
magic,
information.
See, you can't just explain it away by saying magic things.
Oh, I got to go into rocket technology now?
Yes.
Oh, God.
This would take forever. This is why this would be a great show.
I'm trying to think. 1850s. Like, we have fireworks by that point, right?
So they fireworks? Would
know. Yeah. Yeah, they would know something if you said, like, hey, a rocket shoots up in the sky, right? Well, attach something that's much more complex to the top of one of those, and it stays up.
All right, we're out of time.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
I am so upset with myself. I don't know how we even started doing this. Coming up with people that have, like, fish names or aquatic names.
Well, it's because you thought the rapper Wale
was whale.
Pronounced whale.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's some that I... First of all, how did we forget Sterling Marlin?
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, God.
How did we forget Sterling Marlin?
I was sitting there in my head as we were talking saying, there's got to be someone from NASCAR that I'm forgetting because that's my domain, right? And Teddy, too. But I thought, I've got to bring something from NASCAR. And the best I could do was, there's a promoter for the Charlotte Motor Speedway whose name is Humpy Wheeler. And I thought, well, that's not really like humpback whale.
No,
Humpy,
no.
That doesn't work. And I didn't bring it up, right? And then Sterling Marlin just sitting right there.
Sitting
for
right
me.
There. I've got some water ones. How about Billy Ocean and Frank Ocean?
Sure.
I have those. How about Ricky Lake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Arch Shell.
Doc Rivers, you could put in.
Doc Rivers, good one.
Water.
Yeah. River Phoenix, dead.
River Phoenix, yeah.
It's good. All right. This is all day.
Well, that's fine. We'll keep it going. We'll keep it going.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Again, we are stupid because we forgot about Philip Rivers.
Yeah, you forgot about me.
Hold on. You're right. I even said Doc Rivers and didn't think Phil Rivers.
You're going to go to Doc before me? I got more kids than him.
Yeah,
and Phil Rivers. I'm Doc's dad.
Phil Rivers is a veritable ocean of potential when it comes to what he can produce as far as children. So
right.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Have we heard anything from your buddy, the governor?
Oh, Mike DeWine?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello, everybody. How are you?
He's here. Hello, Gov. How are you?
Under the weather. Sorry. It's been a little phlegmy in my house, but good news, everyone. For all of you who are worried about the snow, we have things under control. And before I tell you our plan, I just want you to know my grandchildren painted their hands and put them in a colorful collage.
How many grandkids do you have now, Governor?
74.
74 grandkids.
They made a big collage. I'm going to show this on the screen so everyone will lend a hand to our snowplow drivers by staying home. That's what I want to get the message
in. Now, are the snowplow drivers going to deliberately damage people's cars like that one snowplow driver the last snowstorm that we had?
No, we don't think that. We think that was a rogue actor.
Bad actor?
I hear from some of our meteorologist friends that we may get up to 3 inches of ice, which is quite a bit of ice.
3 inches of ice, Governor.
Well, I told Fran that, and she said 3 inches can be pretty intimidating. And I said, well, I can't tell you what I said.
Hey!
Thank you, Gov.
Soccer fans, make sure to download the latest episode of Bone and Beam United.
Sponsored by Zaftig Italian Village.
Get it wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
I'm in a mood today. I'm just telling you.
You're in a mood?
I'm in a mood. Okay. I went to the BMV this morning.
How'd that go?
Left without accomplishing anything.
Mm-hmm. That can happen. What was the reason that nothing happened?
Well, let me
tell
you.
Too long of a line?
No, it was fine.
Oh.
I only waited about 10 minutes. It was fine. I wanted to get one of those stupid compliant driver's licenses.
Yeah.
Because I just have the regular old driver's license. Apparently, I can't fly on a plane with that.
You don't want that. Either real deal.
No. So whatever, go and charge me $85 for that. So I went online, I looked at what I needed to bring to the place for the compliant license.
Mm-hmm.
So I printed out a W-2, got a pay stub, both those things have social security numbers on them. They said car registration to prove address is fine, so I took that out of the car.
Yep.
Have that.
Okay.
Had my passport as well. I'm just overbringing at this point.
So you had a driver's license.
Active driver's license.
Which allows you to drive, vote, buy beer, whatever.
Yeah.
You anyway, had a passport that allows you to get into another country.
Right.
Okay.
Had all of that.
Okay.
Had everything they asked for. I thought.
You thought.
So I got up to the very rude woman. Very rude. I'm always pleasant. You know me. Maybe you listen on this show and you're like, well, you were probably mean. No.
No,
I'm the have a nice day guy.
You do not want to have confrontations. Confrontations usually come from rudeness and snarkiness. So, yeah, in real life, like in here on the radio, you will say things. You are snarky. And
I'm paid to be that guy.
But you also think those things in real life. It's not like you're lying.
Yes, I do think those things.
Out in real life,
I
you don't just walk
myself.
Into the grocery store and say,
no, I'm not Tim
how's
Hull.
It going, ugly, or whatever.
No,
you just,
no,
you know,
I'm
you don't do that.
I'm thinking it.
You're
though.
Thinking it, but you're not saying it.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it. This woman was very rude when I got up there. I handed her what I thought I needed to have. Well, first of all, I handed her my driver's license and she said, this is not expired. And I said, yes, I know it's not expired. I want to get the compliant driver's license. And she sort of looked at me like, well, this isn't expired, so why are you here? Go to hell. I want to get the compliant driver's license.
That's
That you've made it a rule that eventually we'll need to get it.
No, we do need to it now.
Right, to fly. But I'm saying, I know there have been some like delays in...
Yeah, but I think it's active as of October.
Okay.
You need this to fly. Right. Or else you bring your passport to the airport.
I got you. Okay.
Which, breaking news, is what I will wind up doing. Because I'm not going back for this. So I give her everything I thought that I needed to bring, according to their dumb website. Mm. And she's yelling at me because I don't have a birth certificate. She needs to be able to prove my birth.
Yeah.
I said, well, I have a passport here, which has that information on it. And I also have a driver's license. You know who proves my birth with the driver's license? You! The state of Ohio has proven my birth. I give this when they say you need to be 21 to buy beer. I give you this. It proves my birth.
Yeah. It actually, I mean, it works for about everything except the place that gives it to you, now that I think about it.
But she kept saying how she needs proof of my birthday. The driver's, first of all, I got two things here with my birthday on it, an active driver's license and a passport. Mm. But apparently for her, I needed the birth certificate, which nowhere on the website, it says that I need both of those things. It says I need one of those things. A passport or a birth certificate?
Not both.
That's I'm reading it wrong.
Well, maybe, but still, you'd think you could be at least nicer about it and not just rudely.
No, she was a beehole.
Your fault.
And I left accomplishing nothing.
Mm. I'm sorry, buddy, because that is frustrating. No, never good.
I'm not going back.
What do you mean
you're
not going back?
I'll fly on the passport. I'll just go to the airport and show my passport. I'm not going back and giving the state $85 for a compliant card. Kiss my ass.
Okay.
And then I got to come in here today and listen to Gene Smith spew nonsense.
Well, that's a whole nother, yes, that was quite a level of nonsense.
I mean, it's such nonsense that it has me questioning everything about what I do. I'm ready to retire. I'm ready to retire from radio. And maybe some of you are listening to that saying, thank God we thought this day would never come. But I'm telling you, this could be my last show. Between the BMV and Gene Smith, I'm done. Call your friends. Call your friends and say, listen to the angry short man melt down for 3 hours, because that's what it's going to be today. And Yolanda Harris is going to have to come in here and drag me out of here.
Why does Yolanda have to drag you out? She has nothing to do with
any of this other than she's on the other side of the wall right now.
Actually, you know what's interesting about working at 10TV, which we now do, is that occasionally the famous celebrity news anchors that you see on television, they will do random normal office things, which makes sense, but you're not used to it. One day, Yolanda came back here with an envelope and was like, this is for you, common man. Someone dropped this off in the mail for you. And you're like, I didn't expect this to get delivered by Yolanda. I thought there would just be like a mailroom person. But no, she got the letter and she brought it over to you. And that was very nice.
You know what was inside the letter, though? Dave Kaler's teeth. It's inside the letter.
They were individually wrapped in cellophane, though. It was very bizarre.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't blame you
this
for
is it
being
today for me.
I don't blame you for going crazy over this, because I read this today too, and I immediately texted some of my buddies who, you know, every time a piece of OSU news hits, I get texts from these buddies or I text them. And I texted and said, what do you think of this? And they said, I see where he's coming from.
Well, then that's why I'm retiring.
And I said, I don't see where he's coming from.
That's it for me, because I've lost touch. I've apparently lost touch with humanity and the audience. I've been at this radio station for almost 20 years. Over that time, I've had success because I've been able to figure out what most of you want to hear every single day, what compels you to come back. And if Gene Smith is spewing truth today, and you're all listening to Gene Smith saying, yeah, all right, I see where he's coming from. That makes a lot of sense. Then I have lost touch with all of you. I have nothing to offer you day to day. See you later. I'm going to go work at the BMV.
I saw our guy, Tim May. he was on it today. I was trying to do a little Timmy Hall for you.
What was he on?
I saw he tweeted something out that said he was, you know, reporting on it. He said, this is what Gene said today.
Is he still working? Who's?
Yeah, he's working for us. I mean, he comes on here.
Well, is it Letterman Row?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right.
But he posted something saying, and I wholeheartedly agree with this.
I'm lost. I'm gone.
Should we say what the thing is?
No, because we only have a minute and a half before we have to take a break.
And you're right. Your reaction to just the comments will probably last way more than a minute and a half. Just your reaction, let alone mine. And Ted has already just taken his clothes off. He's so angry about it. He has rended his clothing like someone in the Old Testament, just ripped their clothing to show how frustrated and angry he is about this.
There is an episode of Seinfeld where Jerry is dating a very attractive woman.
Okay.
And he's trying to find something wrong with her. His parents love the woman, but all of Jerry's friends think they're like staging an intervention because they're saying that she's a loser, and he just can't see it. She's perfect in every way. She's beautiful.
Right.
She's funny. All of these things. That's how I feel today with Gene Smith.
Like you've lost touch and you can't see what everyone else is seeing.
It's an episode of Shallow Hell. I am looking apparently at hot Gwyneth Paltrow. When everybody else sees fat Gwyneth Paltrow. Or is it the other way around?
No, everyone else saw her, yes.
But I hear Gene speak today. And I'm saying to myself, I don't know who the hell can agree with what he's saying. And then I hear other people say, oh, yeah, Sam.
Well, you know who can agree with him.
It makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know.
If Gene Smith is wearing an Ohio State logo on his shirt, there's some people who just say, whatever he says, I agree with.
But well, that's stupid.
Because I root for Ohio State, that's so dumb. Whatever they say, yeah, let's go.
He also kept saying Hoosier Dome today. What year is it, Gene?
The Hoosier Dome?
Kept calling Lucas Oil Stadium the Hoosier Dome.
Well, we might have let the cat out of the bag just a smidge.
Well, he's living in the past, so maybe he uses the words from the past.
Hoosier Dome. Hoosier Daddy. That's what we're going to be. The Buckeye Hoosier Daddies. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about all this nonsense. This is my final show. This is it today.
Now that we're talking about it, I really like Indianapolis. It's a nice town.
Shut up. I'm so tired of Indianapolis.
So, do you know how walkable their downtown
is?
Has anybody ever told you how walkable it is?
Everything is so wonderful.
You can walk there.
I hope the Pope moves there. where's the EU located? Is that in Brussels?
The EU, I think, is in Brussels. Yeah.
Screw Brussels.
No, put
Indianapolis is the Brussels of America.
Put it in the fountain. Just right there. There's a giant fountain in the town square. You walk there. That's the EU.
Dan Dockett's just walking around, pulling out his hair plugs, throwing them up in the air like confetti. Unbelievable.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Yeah, I mean, your dad's eyes shooting out juices everywhere.
Squirting.
Yeah, it's gleeking everywhere.
Don't say that.
I know. I don't like it. You don't like the word? You said the word squirt, and then you don't like squirt.
I have to go over there tomorrow night for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's my birthday, by the way.
Yeah, I'm
aware. Mom wants to cook me, and I don't say that because I want congratulations. Shut the hell up. But I'm trying to explain why I'm going over there for dinner tomorrow.
But did I say anything other than I said, yeah, I know.
So Mom wants to make me dinner.
Yeah.
And I, it's going to be fine. The food's always fine. But I know that there's some eye juice on the food.
Well, maybe it was pre-cooking. And now it's baked in. All the bad was cooked. It's sterilized.
I know
it's
at some
out.
Point, my father is going to squirt eye juice onto this food.
Why don't you buy him for, when's his birthday? What month?
March.
Okay. It's coming up soon.
Yeah.
Why don't you go get him a set of goggles and say, Dad, this is for you. Really, it's for us, but it's also for you.
I got a better idea.
Just not see him?
How about I give them both a one-way ticket to the home? They can squirt. I squirt all they want. Once a year, I'll go visit them. I'll wear goggles.
You could, I understand they're wanting to cook you dinner, but couldn't you just say, hey, can I have mine at a separate table?
How about I have mine in a separate house? Just put the dinner on the porch and leave.
Yeah, sounds about right. Should we do the rundown?
No.
Okay. Want to play the sounder at least?
All right.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
Very good. Well done.
It's not sponsored. I mean, we didn't have to do that.
I agree. But you played it, so now the rundown happened. All right. Continuing our streak of days with a rundown.
The best of Common Man and T-Bone.
You know, if you go on the 10TV website, 10TV.com, and you try and keep scrolling to the bottom of the page, more ads will just keep popping up until the end of time, I think.
I think that's the way it's designed.
You'll never get to the bottom of the page.
It's an experiment in infinity.
Yeah.
You can just see how that works.
Mm-hmm. A lot of ads.
What are you looking for at the bottom of the page?
I just wanted to see how far I could go.
You're still going?
Still going. See if there's an end. There's an end.
Oh, what's at the end?
I got to the end. little footer that says jobs, terms of service, privacy policy, ad choices, poor.
And then a button that says, do you want to see Common Man and T-Bone on 10 TV?
No, nobody wants
they don't have that on 10 TV. That's good.
Get out of here. Shirtless, maybe.
Who wants to see us shirtless?
If we're going to be on TV, let's go all the way.
That's not all the way.
Yes, it is all the way.
That's unnecessary.
It's not unnecessary.
Yeah, it is.
We could have a whole thing. After wall to wall, it's wall after dark. With me and you in demolition outfits from the 80s.
I say keep the sports theme going wall to wall, and then the next one is ball to ball.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, football, soccer. It's all balls all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
The end of the show is just us shaving each other. Every week.
Why?
Why not?
Why couldn't? Why
not?
Oh, for aerodynamic purposes. I see. Yes, sure. Of course. Do a lot of speed training.
We're going to do lugeing.
Yes. Got to get those suits on.
We don't have those fancy suits. We have to shave all our body hair
that's
off.
That's what's preventing us from getting in luge outfits is the body hair. Not the massive amounts of fat.
They don't make them in our size?
No.
If I go to Destination XL, they're not going to have luge outfits for me?
Get in the Olympic spirit. Throw yourself down an icy tunnel. Let's go.
Your home of the Buckeyes, Jackets, NFL, Major League Baseball, and pretty much everything you can shake a stick at.
What? It's a saying. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. The mayor of Hudson, Ohio, Hudson is just north of Akron, is Craig Schubert. He was at a city council meeting last night. They were talking about Hudson Springs Park. There is a lake in Hudson Springs Park. And some people would like to put little shanties on the ice so they can go ice fishing.
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen anybody go ice fishing, but yeah, you drill a hole in the ice.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to drill a hole, all right. Just wait a second.
And then you put up, usually they're like there's some people who put up like a temporary structure. It's like a tent.
Yes.
Or a little more elaborate tent, but it's more
sometimes
upright.
Sometimes it's wood.
Yeah.
Like
sometimes it's
grumpy old men.
Yeah. Right. But you do that. And the idea is then you go out there, you're not in the wind, you can ice fish and hopefully not be so freaking cold.
Well, Craig Schubert wants nothing to do with that. Here's what he said at the city council meeting. And then if you allow ice fishing with shanties, then that leads to another problem, prostitution. And now you've got the police chief and the police department involved, just data points to consider.
What?
First of all, those aren't data points. I don't know what the hell we're talking about.
That's just you saying random things that make no sense.
And maybe this is true in some rural areas where this type of behavior is accepted. I mean, ice fishing. That once you put up those ice shanties, they just start rocking with prostitutes on the ice.
Well, wait, but let's be clear, though. Even if, and I find this the bigger thing to leap over, even if people are having sex in an ice shanty, that seems like that would be incredibly difficult. But to my knowledge, that's not technically illegal, or at least that's not what he's concerned with. He's concerned with prostitution, which would be then like an ice shanty pimp and hookers showing up. And then there's a payment system involved where people are getting paid to go out on the ice, not like in a house, which would make way more sense if you were going to do prostitution.
That's the first place you look in a house. Ice shanty.
Well, clearly the mayor is onto it. So if that was your plan.
I know there's more than one frozen pole in there. Let me in!
Are you putting the bait out? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm going to bait your hook.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Got to drill another hole. Yeah. I don't know, man. I got to tell you, not a big ice fisherman. Never been.
Me too.
But my experience of seeing people who have gone ice fishing, lot of clothing involved. And we've often, as many of our listeners know, we've discussed the issues that you sometimes have when it's cold out.
Yeah, they got heaters in there. They can
saying like you're wearing a lot of layers.
Cut a hole in your snowsuit.
Well, you gotta have some pretty good equipment to be working with if you can just cut a hole in all like 19 layers of thermo whatever.
Yeah.
And get through there, and then the other person has all their layers open too. I'm just saying, there's a lot of fabric involved. What is this guy? Does this guy have fantasies that we don't know about? Is he just like sitting there role playing with a walleye? Like, what's going on?
What do you think about that, Jerry Jones?
I want me some glory hole.
Me too.
That's what they call it when you find a good spot to get the, I don't know, the perch, maybe some crappie.
Caught some fish in my hole.
I also
caught a cat in my hole. If you know what I'm talking about.
You said, thank
this
you.
Show is so
you're just laughing at your own jokes now. No. You okay?
No.
All right. I want to point out, you said in Akron, or this place this is just north is of
north
Akron.
North of Akron. Akron right. is not, they don't want they this don't, guy.
No, right. But I also, like, at first when I heard this, I'm like, oh yeah, Northeast Ohio, probably close to Lake Erie. Nowhere close to Lake Erie. As far, I mean,
you
closer
don't ice
than here.
Fish on Lake Erie.
Sure you
that's
do.
It's too big. No, you need a smaller lake.
No, okay, but this, let me tell you, the part he's talking about, this little park, this is like a small metro park pond that he is talking about where he thinks is going on.
Well, there's probably prosecuted. We always hear like the forest preserves and the metro parks, there's always,
well, all right,
know, unsavories going on there.
Is this guy also against like hunting? Because if you're going to tell me that for the, I don't know, 7 weeks a year where your lakes in that area are frozen,
spent
I mean,
a lot of time on this guy.
Well, screw him. He's an idiot. But if we're going to take the 7 weeks that happens, what about all the hunters who have like hunting cabins or tree stands or all these other places
he's monitoring those places.
Is he?
Yes.
He's
knocking on the door saying, any prostitutes in there?
Because, I mean,
no. All right, I'm moving on.
It seems like if you had 50 acres of wooded land and you had a couple deer stands or a couple, you know, places where you hunt deer from, maybe that would be the place you were going to look for the prostitution because it's way out there. No one can see it. Being in the middle of like a public park in your little town, that seems like a fairly obvious place for this to happen.
This segment leads the world in off-mic knocking. Hello? Prostitutes?
Sorry, hang
are
on.
Are you in the fish shanty?
I'm looking for a honey hole. You'll have to excuse me. I think we found it. Found some structure here. Those are all fishing terms.
OSU spring game has been announced for April 16th. Tickets will go on sale Friday. $7 for general admission, or if you have money, must be nice. You can get a $30 limited edition club area seat.
Oh.
Yes, where Gene Smith sits on your lap and talks about the old plumbing. The old plumbing at Ohio Stadium. Why? If we want to do ice fishing here at the stadium, we got to upgrade the plumbing. Gene doesn't sound like that, but now I knew. We got to get some new plumbing at the stadium.
I now am so curious to find out, like, is there a big market for outdoor prostitution? I don't mean like solicitation.
Yes.
No, I'm saying solicitation, from what I understand, happens a lot outdoors.
Sometimes
right?
you just get in your car.
Okay, but okay, that's, well, then you know what a car is. It's basically a shanty on wheels when
that
you
is,
think about
that
it.
That is true.
We should probably outlaw cars up in Hudson, Ohio, because apparently people are so desperate for prostitution, they will literally do it anywhere. They'll get out on the ice. It's not even like an inch thick, and they're out there just, the ice is an inch thick, but over here, well, leave it alone. Just
well,
move along.
I mean, you're saying people are so desperate. There are people that have sex with fruit and like animals.
Are they paying for that, though? I mean, I'm saying, yeah,
so they stole
have
the fruit?
All the, no, I'm saying you can have all the free sex you want in an ice shanty, and it's not illegal. It's just weird. You go across the line where you start giving money to someone, then it becomes a crime. That's what he's concerned with. Not people having sex on a frozen lake, paying for the sex on a frozen lake.
And I see.
And I do agree. That is way weirder.
Yeah.
Because you're going to pay for it, at least pay for it in a nice place.
If you're going to do it with fruit, too, don't pick an acidic fruit. Like a grapefruit's not a good idea. That's going to cause a problem.
What are your thoughts on a watermelon? Is that acidic?
I mean,
I don't really consider that
you're
an acidic.
You're going to have to, you know, get rid of the outer rind.
Well, yeah. I assume if you're, maybe it's the same person who's like, I want to have sex where I'm ice fishing. They're like, well, that's outlawed. And he's like, well, I guess I'll go. I still got a drill. I'll go get a watermelon and
yeah, I guess
I'll make that
could,
work.
You could drill.
And if you pay, if you don't steal the watermelon, you're paying for the watermelon, which you're going to have sex with. That's also prostitution. So grocery stores, outlawed.
Now I'm thinking about the best object to do from the produce department. What about a pumpkin that's like 2 weeks after Halloween that's been on the stoop?
There's going to be... How about a pomegranate?
Yeah, there's stringy seeds in there.
What about a pomegranate,
they got lots of hard seeds.
Are the seeds hard?
Yeah, they're hard.
Oh, I didn't know they were hard.
They're hard seeds.
I've never opened a pomegranate. I don't know where to start.
Plus, I don't think pomegranate would be big enough.
Must be nice. Jeez, Ted. Look at this guy over here.
No problem. Hey, pomegranate! Hello? Off mic knocking!
Who used to go in the trainer's room and smack it on the stool? Who was that guy?
Carlos
Baerga. That's right. Yes. Carlos Baerga
was famous. Carlos, are you done?
Sorry, I got some ice fishing and farming to do. Well, if you'll excuse me.
I'm getting ready for the ALCS. Oh.
What is happening? He's just warming up.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All I know is I'm going ice fishing up in Hudson, Ohio, because apparently things are happening up there.
No, because they're hip to the jive up there.
Well, we had, so there was a story, if you missed this earlier, we were talking about the mayor of Hudson, Ohio, who said that he does not want ice fishing to be allowed on their tiny little pond they have there, because he said there's going to lead to ice shanties being put up, which people do for ice fishing. And he said that will, of course, lead to prostitution, which seems like a leap in logic. But Johnny Bruno tweeted us and he said, "Hey, Common Man and T-Bone, I grew up in Hudson and it's similar to New Albany. The park is by the high school and, you know, people would sneak over to that park all the time."
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Were they sneaking out on the ice? And also, again, it's not about people sneaking out and doing the dirty deed in the woods or apparently in an ice shanty. It's about prostitution is what this guy is saying, which is a very different thing than just you and someone else deciding to have sex wherever you want to have it.
Not according to that guy.
Well, no.
The mayor's like, "Oh, sex is bad sex."
Apparently, I'm just pointing out that prostitution is another level beyond having sex. That's a different thing. So I don't know where did money come into play? If people are, and I find it hard to believe, they're having sex in ice shanties while they're fishing. Mm-hmm. That is still hard for me to believe, but I'll go with you on it because it seems kind of naughty. But yeah. If we're going to say that there's prostitution involved, that is the world's oldest economy. I mean, we are talking about a whole other institution here, and I don't know how you get from one to the other.
Remember that scene in Grumpy Old Men where Walter Matthau just bent over Burgess Meredith in the fish shanty? You don't remember that one?
No. Poor Burgess Meredith.
Women weaken legs.
Yeah, they definitely are monitoring his load.
Troy, this isn't time for you. All right, wait your turn.
You can eat lightning and crap thunder, I guess, depending on what you're doing up there. I guess.
You can indeed. You charge extra if you crap thunder. Odell Beckham's knocking on the shanty door now. Hello?
Was Walter Matthau perhaps turned on by the fact, there's that word again, was he enjoying the fact that Burgess Meredith used to be the Penguin?
Yes.
And that he would laugh? And that was that a thing too?
Yes, he made him wear the monocle.
I want you to wear the monocle and go. Rack, 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 rack. Is that what you want?
Yes, that's right.
It's quite the role play.
Do you remember Danny DeVito's name as the Penguin in Batman Returns?
I do not.
It's actually one of my favorite aliases to use.
Okay.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Oh, yeah. Oswald Cobblepot. That's his name in the comics.
Oh, is that right? I don't read.
Or at least that was in Batman the Animated Series, which I watched. Yeah, Oswald Cobblepot.
Oswald Cobblepot. And do you know who played Danny DeVito's father in Batman Returns?
No.
Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, I did not know that.
Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
Rubens?
There is one Rubens.
Sauerkraut.
Sure.
Russian dressing.
Would Paul Rubens be caught?
Rubens.
And Ruben?
Rubens.
I don't know. Would he be caught having sex?
Oh, absolutely. Him and Fred Willard in the ice shanty.
In the ice shanty? Are you sure?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I know that they would do it in public, but not necessarily in an ice shanty. Is that even really mm-hmm. public?
I mean, Burgess Meredith takes Thunder Lips into the ice shanty. That was Hulk Hogan's name, right?
Thunder Lips.
Yeah,
Thunder
from, Lips,
from,
right.
Yeah, from Rocky.
He's a wrecking machine.
This only amuses us at this point.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. This is a radio show. This only amuses us.
And then in my mind, the final scene of Rocky III, right, where it's Apollo Creed and it's Rocky, and they're both having the fight that never got to happen.
Oh,
they
yes.
have, and then he goes,
ding,
they put
ding.
They put the mouth guard. You want to ring the bell? Ding, ding. And then they have the simultaneous punch, and then they go ice fishing.
That's what you think they're going to fight, but they're all greased up for something else.
Now, honey, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go stop at the produce section of the store. There's
well, what happened when they were racing on the beach and Rocky finally beats him on the beach? Hey, beats him on the beach.
Yeah.
They embrace. They have
they had a very nice embrace.
Yes. That spray. That's not a euphemism for anything. That's water spray.
How long did it take them to get oiled up like that for that scene? And how much sand got stuck everywhere? If you've got oil all over you and then you're running around in the sand, I'm just mm-hmm. thinking of the actors. I mean, they had to be hosed off probably for a week straight to get all that out of there.
Drago knocks on the ice shanty.
Oh, yeah.
If he dies, he dies.
In Siberia.
Let me in.
That is the only way we do prostitution.
Paulie comes in with the robot.
Well, that's a ice shanty sex dowel, as you would call it. That's what that is. The robot is doing things.
I think they cut the robot out.
What do you mean they cut the robot out?
I think Stallone hates the robot, hated Paulie's, I'm going to say sex robot.
Paulie would own one if it existed at that time, right? We're clear on that.
And like, I think
and there's
the,
no judgment.
In
it's
the
just,
new
that's
versions,
what
they cut all that stuff out.
Why did they? Why?
They should cut the entire character of Paulie out. I have long said Paulie from Rocky is the worst character ever. He has no redeeming qualities. I don't know why Rocky's hanging out with him. He should have punched him out, and that's the end of it.
I agree with you.
Paulie was mean to Rocky. He was mean to his sister.
He was mean to everyone.
He was mean to everybody.
He was a drag on the family finances.
And he was always there for a handout. Even in Rocky Balboa, when Adrian's dead, Paulie is still hanging out with Rocky.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Other than, I guess the idea is, there's just some people in your life that are going to be there no matter what.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I know you don't have any of that.
No, you cut them out.
Now, can I go back to something you said about, because now I'm just thinking
this. You know what? We're not
just
really
play
doing
play the thing.
Common Man and T-Bones, The Rundown.
The Rundown.
All right. Because you mentioned Rocky, they cut out segments that they thought maybe weren't as good or parts of the movie they didn't like.
Yeah.
George Lucas famously went back and edited Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he made it originally, and then when the new technology came out where you could do computer graphics, he put in some things and changed some things, famously changed who shot first between Han Solo and Greedo in the cantina scene.
If you say so.
I know you know all about that. Anyway, the point is, I think once your movie is made,
it's made. It's done.
It has to be sealed in a vault and you can't touch it.
I agree.
You should not be able to go back later and put in some other character or take out a character or, we shouldn't have done that. No, like, leave the movie for what it was. You made it in the product of its time. If it doesn't have great sci-fi effects, whatever, leave it go. That's it.
I agree.
You had all that time to edit it and put it together and reshoot it 100 times. Once it's done, it's done. That's what I said.
That's it.
I'm very passionate about that. Also, I wish they would have had more sex robots in Rocky.
No.
Why not?
It was Rocky's robot. But Paulie sort of hijacked
Paulie
it.
Paulie definitely had sex with it, is what we're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't really matter who owned it.
This show is... Teddy, this is a dark show today.
What do you mean?
You know that?
What's wrong with having a sex robot?
I'm just
You're
saying,
judging people now?
We were talking earlier about if you were to do a piece of fruit, which fruit would you do?
I mean, you can't have a thought on that? Can't have an opinion?
I got some messages from the female listeners of the show saying that we're ignoring them today. We're not ignoring you today.
Oh, on the sex with fruit?
Yeah. I mean...
Well, that's right. We were thinking of it from our perspective, but
I would assume your produce option's pretty easy.
I'm
not going to go into detail about what it is, but... There are several elongated vegetables.
To each their own. Maybe you're someone who enjoys all produce. And mm-hmm. I say let you live. It's not for me to judge.
Absolutely.
You do what you got to do in the fruit aisle.
Upside down pineapple.
Sure. Maybe everyone's going to the produce aisle and showing up at your house.
Maybe it's what we need. Coming out of a pandemic.
Oh.
We all need to be getting together and swinging with fruit.
Key parties.
Yeah.
A national day of key parties to show that we are back together as a country. We are fully going to embrace our togetherness we've never explored
before.
You
know, the day that, you know, they officially tell us, hey, you know what, hospitalizations, they're low. We've decided this thing is a cold at this point. You can take off your masks and by all means have sex with your neighbors. You don't think we're going to have a baby boom like we did after the Second World War?
You're probably right. People have been, you know, holding back, not going out and socializing as much now. Well, people taking the masks off too, right? They're getting to a point where they're seeing each other again and going, now I see what I've been missing. I got to get out there. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good segment. Well done by us.
I don't know about that.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Let's talk about, speaking of interesting pieces, let's talk about a new tradition in the National Football League with Buffalo Bills fans. This new tradition started back in 2016 when the Patriots were playing in Buffalo and a fan threw an adult toy onto the field. I will call it a dildaroonie.
Or alternately, a Buffalo Bildo.
Whatever.
You can call it that.
I like that one. So this happened a couple more times. Tom Brady's name was written on one of them. The Bills people were not happy with this over the years. They thought it made their fans look bad and set them up for some liability. Here's a quote from Bills Chief Administrative Officer Dave Wheat. This was back in 2019.
Okay.
It's Patriots Week, and we have to contemplate if some fan is going to throw a dildaroonie on the field. It's ridiculous. What if Josh Allen is running, steps on it, and tears his ACL? What are the ramifications? What if Tom Brady got injured? This community would never live that down. People need to realize these are professional athletes, and you're literally putting their health and safety at risk. All right.
Okay.
Former Bills tight end and baseball closer Lee Smith also did not like it. He said this back in 2019. We try to keep it a family environment, for crying out loud. I have 4 kids that'll be in the stands, 2 daughters, and I'm not a huge fan of some idiot throwing a dildaroonie onto the field while they're watching their dad play. Yes, because the shirtless, drunk Bills fans putting each other through folding tables in the parking lot screams family atmosphere.
Can I also just point out, and I'm not. Number one, the quote from the operations guy, whoever it was, the Mr. Wheat, I think was his last name. Is that
Dave
what said?
Wheat.
Dave
the
Wheat.
Bills
okay.
Chief Administrative Officer.
Okay. That guy. It is hilarious to me that that is a statement that has to be made. And it would be tragic if a player injured themselves tripping on a foreign object on the field. But do you know how hard I would laugh, you would laugh, most people would laugh, if there was a sports report that said player X injured? That would be bad. But if then it was, why was he injured? Because he tripped on a dildaroonie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way that you would not be able to laugh at that situation. That is, I'm not saying I want it to happen. I don't think that would be a good thing. Do not throw these things on the field. But I can't deny that it is, the juvenile part of me says this is hilarious. And whenever it happens, I laugh.
So it happened again this weekend. Kendrick Bourne caught a touchdown for the Patriots when they were down 33-3. Game was over. It's a blowout game. And a fan threw it onto the field. Kendrick Bourne pointed at it. He saw it. I don't know if the fan was caught or what happened, but I will tell you, back in 2018 when this happened, a fan was caught. He was arrested. Spent the night in jail for his violation of the penal code.
Ah, yes. There you go. Can I also say this is why, among many other reasons, why I never would have made it as a lawyer or a judge? It's because if I had to sit in front of the court and be like, order, order, all right. This man is being charged with, and I just wouldn't stop. I wouldn't be able to stop laughing. I can't even say how I would say it, but I would say he's charged with throwing a foreign object onto the field, and he's going to spend a night in jail, case dismissed. And then I would laugh, and I would say, can I see it? Do you have it somewhere? I just want to see what this looks like. You know they're not going to stop doing this, though, right?
People, no, now they're going to do it more than ever now.
Well, and let's be real. It's one of the easiest objects to sneak in. Because, I mean, you can shove it down your pants, and if someone questions you, can be like, what are you questioning? I just can't, hey, I can't help what I've got.
Buy some penis.
Right. That's the PG version of how you can sneak it in. There's other ways I won't go into. I'm just saying, the point is, these things are going to keep happening. You're going to see these things at Bills games. Make peace with it.
Do we, have we gotten any confirmation about what made Josh Allen so good on Saturday night?
We were told by Bart Scott that if he wanted to be good, he needed to improve his circulation.
And
that would involve taking a little blue pill.
Viagra.
To help with the circulation.
That's right. So maybe it wasn't just the dildaroonie on the field. It wasn't just the fake penis that played into this game. But it was the real penis of Josh Allen.
The medication for said real penis.
Yeah, well, you can improve your circulation, but I'm quite sure you're getting a stiffy in the process. Now he's addicted to it. He's like, I was great in the postseason with my Viagra. I needed it in every situation.
I just picture that being on his pros and cons list as well. You're going to be pretty good, but you're going to have to work bricked up. Hope you can deal with that.
Addicted to stiffies.
Can I also just add one other thing about this whole family environment in an NFL game?
Yeah,
like
right.
You brought up with the drunk idiots, you know, shouting horrible things with their shirts off. Like, the same guys who say, like, this is a family environment, it's for my children, how dare you? They're the same people who will go, I wish the NFL was like it used to be, where you could murder someone on the field, they wouldn't throw a flag. It's like, well, which one do you want? Do you want your kids to go watch rampant violence? Like, the same people who say that all the time will say, it's a violent game, violence, violence, we need more hitting, it's heavy, yeah. And then you're like, hey, by the way, there's a dildaroonie on the field. They're like, no, my poor innocent children.
I've got two daughters.
I've got two children who might see this. It's like, did they see the guy?
I don't care if my son sees it. My daughters.
Did they see the man swinging a helmet at a quarterback a couple years ago? Did they see that? Is that allowed? Okay, which game are we talking about? Do you want the violent game? Do you want the game with no violence, but with fake pee-pees? What do you want? I don't know what you want. Just tell me what you want. That's all.
I could just see the hamster wheel spinning in your brain.
I was trying to think of what I can say.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone and I were having a rousing discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Right before we turned the microphones on about how this time of year you know, I'd like to get some walks in. I got a treadmill in the house. That's fine. But it's nice to walk outside and, you know, get some fresh air and some scenery. The problem is that my thighs are girthy at this particular weight that I'm at.
Girthy thighs.
And I've always had girthy thighs. Even when I was a thinner guy, I was, you know, stocky, low center of gravity. And I got circulation problems in my thighs when it's cold outside. So I'll go outside, I'll try and walk, but my thighs will get so itchy after about 5 minutes that I just scratch myself until I bleed.
Well, if you've got circulation problems in your legs, Bart Scott told you what to do.
Viagra.
Gotta go get the Viagra.
I should try some.
Working. Yeah, maybe. Well, now that you're going to have different problems.
I have no use for the stiffy, though, at this point in my life.
I'm just saying, you'll be walking around, you're like, circulation feels great. And all your neighbors are like, please go back in your house.
Why are you wearing bicycle shorts?
This is unnecessary. Why did you choose to just wear linen sweatpants?
Family neighborhood.
That's very what are you doing? Inappropriate. What is wrong with you? Yeah, getting outside, get some sun. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I've heard that's a good thing.
But then the scratching starts.
Well, here's the other thing, though. People who will say that, like, get outside, get 20 minutes of sun every day. It's like, yeah, and then you see where they live. San Diego. Easier to do in San Diego than here. Now, today, we had a little sun.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But scratchy.
Well, yeah, but
I may
scratchy.
Have crabs, too. That's, circulation. Yeah. And crabs.
Is it just centralized to one almost not thigh area? Because that would be probably something else.
I have crab cakes down there. Put a little remoulade
you
sauce.
You got the Bisquick going on down there too? It's the wrong time of year for yeah, that, my friend.
No, it's the wrong time of year.
Yeah, that's the summertime thing.
That's the chunky pancake mix down there. Some berries of some kind.
Oh, Lord.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone. One is angry, the other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills, or whatever the generic is called now,
yeah,
for almost 20 years.
Called amateur pee show.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Well, it was funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Yes. Maybe. I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. So Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave, like I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt on
should.
It. Like, no, I'm not gonna do
you
that.
You need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No,
you can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like that makes you.
Yeah, but don't you just stop.
What
it
am
now.
I supposed to do? I'm bald. Like I just
you have that look to you.
A fat white guy who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have like shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is.
You got to do it every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like I have the stubble going and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down. But the cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think people would get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something
right.
like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Because well, it's fine now.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, like every other fat soccer-loving guy
good.
Right now.
I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate, so good.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by U.S. Heating and Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, it's a big day.
Big day?
It's a big day.
Why is it a big day?
Because today is your 10-year anniversary, that too, at the Fan. 10 years, Bone.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there at radio/clown college, biding my time, thinking, am I going to come back for my senior year? And then all of a sudden, out in the parking lot, rolled in a 1987 Fiero.
There I
with
was.
With the license plate, Seventh Heaven, on the back of
it.
I
had a big bag of cash for you,
and
didn't
I? And you did, and it just spilled out of the back of that car, which was not very big, because that's where the engine was. But you pulled it out, you walked up.
I did pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
Me and that's Kellen Winslow Jr. were in the car together.
And then he said, why don't we go to a restaurant? And I said, all right. And that was the first time we sat down over the bag of cash and ate mild wings together. And you said, I want you to leave clown college/radio college and come to join me. And I said, I don't know, man. And then you said, well, how about Enrico over here comes and he lays down on the table and we eat wings off of him. And
I'm very concerned about where this is going.
And I said, you know what? I'm sold. You don't have to do any more. I'm leaving college. So that's what I did.
All right, all kidding aside, give me a couple things that stick out in your mind as the biggest memories.
Here?
10 years. In your childhood. Not here, yes.
Well, I don't know if you meant my radio
career. They can be good or bad, like times I lost my mind or times you lost your mind.
I definitely remember a time where I thought everybody on our show was going to have to quit.
Yeah.
I remember that
day. Which day was that?
That was you and Torg, and you guys packed up your things from your desk and had bags where you put your a picture frame or a couple of mementos and walked into the
Torg did a lot in that meeting too, by the way. he was the champion of getting all riled up, right? Mm-hmm. And then he'd get me all riled up. Yeah. And then we'd get in a meeting where I would start airing my grievances and yelling and screaming about something, and I would be looking to him for backup, and he'd just be sitting in the corner quietly, not saying a damn word.
Yes. So that sticks out. I remember the time we got threatened on the plaza when we were doing a Jackets game. The old guy came up because I think you said something because his wife was wearing a Steelers jersey to a Jackets Penguins game, and we said Steelers aren't playing. And
no, it wasn't even the Penguins. I think it was...
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah,
that would even make sense if it were the Penguins. Right. It was some other rando team.
Yeah, and so we said Steelers playing, and then something about they're octogenarians. Maybe they just don't know what they're going to or whatever, and then he came back and started screaming at us, and Sticker Brad had to try to fight him off. He fought that old man. Fought him to the death. It was really sad. They had the funeral right there.
I wish the old guy won. I wish Brad was dead. Not the old guy.
I thought Brad ripping his intestines out and eating them right in front of everybody like a feral human.
That was a little much.
It was just like, all right, we got it, Brad. You won.
That day.
Yeah, you won, Brad. We got it. All right. And then this is just right from there to the time that we talked to the president.
Yeah.
Where I had to sit on the phone and help set that up.
How that's number three. That was talking to the sitting president of the United States.
Well, because I wasn't talking. That was you and Torg were talking on that one. But I was sitting there listening for an hour because they gave us the time to call and they said, you call this number. And then I don't know, we were in the Pentagon. I don't know where they routed the call to. And all of a sudden, every so often, someone would just come on the phone while I was waiting to get the confirmation that, hey, the president will be 10 minutes out, 5 minutes out, and let you guys know so you could be ready. Someone would just pop on there and be like, Alpha Bravo Charlie, read out secure. And you're just like, I don't know, what are they talking about? Is this normal? Is something going wrong? And then I'll never forget when the guy came on the phone and said, the next voice you hear will be the president of the United States. And we were all like,
I thought it was a little overly dramatic, to be honest.
GTFO. There's no way this is going to be the... didn't you feel that? There's no way this is going to be
the actual... Oh, you thought they were going to put somebody else on?
Well, I mean, up until the moment it happened, it felt like there's no way this is going to be the actual president of the United States sitting on the phone. And then the next thing we heard was, oh, this is my guys.
And I'm like, please don't do the voice.
That's Barack Obama. President Barack Obama at the time.
See, to me, as surreal as that was, the real surreal thing for me was a couple days before that when, we got the call.
Yeah.
We got the call that the president wanted to come on our show.
Yeah, that
I thought was a mistake.
Well, that was a mistake, and it was surreal. It was also very interesting that I remember specifically we had a conversation about do we have to send them questions? And you said, oh, I'm not doing it. I'm not sending questions ahead of time. If he wants to come on the show, we get to ask him whatever he wants or whatever we want. And they came back and said, we don't need to see the questions. We'll come on
That's
the show.
That's because I was looking for any excuse to get out of it. I didn't want to do
yes,
it.
Your strong desire to talk to no one.
I didn't. Right.
That, is that, something that is
that
not
applies,
just
by the way,
overnight.
To the president of the United States. I didn't want. My first inclination is I don't want to do it. How do I get out of it? Just, all right, demand that he can't see any questions in advance and we do it how we want to do it. Because I thought they'd come back and say, no, we're not doing that. And I'd say, well, too bad. Guess right. You can't come on the show. Instead, they were like, yes, we'll do it that way. And it's like, ah, crap.
Yeah.
What else do I have to say?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so then that was pretty surreal.
I remember at the time, too, because the NCAA punishment of Penn State just came down.
Yes.
For the Jerry Sandusky stuff. And we asked him about that. And I had our dumb boss at the time say, do you think you should really ask him about that? And I said, well, why not? It's topical. And by the way, that was the thing, his answer, because no one else had asked him about that made the news.
Yeah.
That question made the news.
He was on a sports show, and it was one of the biggest sports stories going at the time. It had to do with higher education and, you know, all that stuff.
That same boss
made a lot of sense.
Didn't want me to ask that question. And also, at a period of time, wanted me to get rid of my guys. Wanted me to get rid of people saying that. Yeah. And the president came on saying, my guys.
He was one of those people that probably shouldn't have trusted his instincts because they were not often good.
Anyway, I'm glad you've been here for 10 years.
You know what? It's
and
been
I'm
a
hoping
lot of fun.
For another 10.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm gone for 8 of those.
That's fine.
Because I don't want to last another 10.
It has been a lot of fun working with you, too. And so... And Teddy's been great for the time he was here. I wish Teddy had been there all 10 years for us, because that would have been great.
Well, he was here before you, and then...
No, I know he was.
And then here's the backstory on Teddy for people who don't know. Teddy was at the radio station when I first started. How long had you been here?
Long time employee.
When I first started, Teddy.
What year did you come in?
2003, end of 2003.
I had been here about 8 years.
Okay, so Teddy was here for eight years. Teddy actually produced... my audition show. I came in for an interview. Normally what happens is, you know, either they hire you or they don't, but if they want you to do like a sample show, they'll put you in a side studio, it'll be off the air, you'll talk to no one, and then they'll listen to the show and say, all right, we either like this guy, we don't like this guy. I came in for an interview, not prepared to host any show, and they said, the dumb boss at the time, different dumb boss, said, all right, we're going to have you do an audition show today. You're going to be on the air. You're going to host with Herbie. Afternoon Drive. That's your audition show. And Teddy produced that show. When you were producing that show, Ted, how long did you think? You didn't even think I'd get hired, right? You said, no way am I going to see this guy again.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be around that too long, if at all. And look at you now.
No, I can't believe they hired me either, because I sucked.
Well, what a weird way to even do that.
No, it was stupid. It was unprofessional.
It's not something you do in radio. They don't make you go in a studio, work with someone you've never worked with, and say, this is to see if you can do the job.
No, and look, like, man, I am not Herbie's best pal. I had my things with him over the years, but I remember that day they introduced me to Herbie, and they said, you know, this is who your co-host is going to be today. And when everybody had left, he looked at me and said, I can't believe they're making you do this. Don't worry, I'll help you through it. And he was very generous to me throughout that show.
That's good.
You know, he helped me through that show.
That would be the nice human thing to do there. So
yes, but he wasn't always known for his nice human behavior. But in that moment...
Later, trying to get people fired left and right.
Well, that's different. But in that moment, he helped me out.
Yeah, well, good.
Somehow I've made this all about me.
No, you haven't.
Anyway... It's,
we both have been here.
Me, you, and Ted
have all been here a long time.
What I was going to say was, Ted was here for a long time, and then Ted got fired because he was very inappropriate in the office. Lots of sexual harassment stuff, taking pants off, stuff like that. Ted
but
got
it was,
fired.
It was odd because he got written up for sexually harassing himself in the mirror.
Yes,
he was just in the bathroom mirror saying lewd things to himself.
We'd have to sponge off the mirror once we went in there. That's how good he was at sexual harassing himself.
God, I wish I could give you a massage. He was just saying that to himself in the mirror, and people were creeped out by
it. And he would have both sides of the conversation, too. He'd go up a couple octaves and say, you can give me a massage. So how long were you gone then, Ted? You were gone for a while. How long were you gone?
I was gone almost 2 years.
And then we brought you back, and well, you've been here ever since.
Brought me back to this building, and then I was in this building for like a year and a half, and then I was gone for like a month, and then I came back to you guys again.
Oh, that's right, because you worked, you ran like Blue Jacket games.
I did. I was, yeah.
Sports Network.
I helped out run, yeah, the Radio Sound Network, as it was, the satellite division of our company, and then they decided, we're going to shut this down.
Thanks for coming here. We're going to shut it down.
Thanks for coming.
As soon as they saw you, they were like, no, we got to close this. We can't keep this guy employed here. And then now you're back and now you're good. All so, right.
Well, congratulations, Bone.
Well, thank you.
And congratulations, Ted.
Yeah, you had to work with the two of us idiots. You saw lots of other idiots, but working with us two for as long as you have, that's worth something.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to point out, too, that even in my moment of distress, where I had to leave the show to take a poop. It was coming, kids.
I believe you.
It was coming. There was no stopping it. It was going to happen in this studio, or I was going to have to go to the bathroom. So I did you a favor by not crapping my pants.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But even in my moment of distress, I did not poop in the bathrooms we have down here.
No, we have bathrooms that are much closer.
I went all the way upstairs. I ran all the way upstairs to the bigger bathrooms and took a crap. Because I didn't want to, sanctity down here.
You can't violate the rules.
Sanctuary
is
what I'm saying.
Down here, yeah. Hey, listen, I said before the segment, or as we were getting into the segment, do we think, bonus rapid fire, do we think Michael make it back before the end of the segment? And I said my answer is yes, because I think he's just going to sprint up there, hurt himself.
I did. I almost fell.
Well, that and I thought you were just going to be like, you know, which one was it from Dumb and Dumber that was on the toilet? Is that Lloyd or Harry? I thought it was that violent.
No, Harry. Scene. Harry,
right. Because Lloyd is
Lloyd
Jim
Christmas.
Carrey's. Yeah, Lloyd is Jim Carrey's character. Yeah, it's.
What was Lloyd's last name?
Christmas. Lloyd Christmas. Oh, I don't know what Harry's last name is, if that's what you're asking. I don't
Harry, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I don't know. Balls. No? I don't know.
Who are you, me?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I'm the one sitting here while someone else has to go crap.
I did my best.
No, I'm saying you should have taken the full time. We had it covered.
Let me tell you something, buddy. It was wet and wild, so the wiping was minimal.
We had it covered is all I'm saying. You could have just taken your time.
Timmy's getting ready for stuff. I didn't want to take his time up. As much as I talk about how I hate Tim,
I know that.
I am respectful of his time.
Timmy and I went out to a basketball court today and shot baskets
for half an hour. Thanks for telling me, by the way.
What do you mean, thanks for telling me?
Well, because I thought you went outside. We have a basketball hoop right here.
We do.
Outside the office.
And then what happens?
In the parking lot.
Everyone here, well, I don't know who. Someone here always likes to park a work van right under the basket.
Okay, well, I went out there thinking that you guys were outside shooting hoops. There was no work van there when I went out there.
Oh, well.
There was a stray cat licking itself. But I went out there and locked myself out of the building.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
I locked myself out of the building. I had to walk all the way around to the TV newsroom to get in.
You did?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because the gate wouldn't open. I was swearing at you. I didn't have my phone with me. I couldn't call Ted. I was crying. I
look
was
at that.
Sucking my thumb.
Man, so you had to walk.
Finally, somebody said, why don't you just walk to the other side of the building? As I'm ripping up my clothes.
It was the
and
cat that said
eating
the,
my own
the cat
foot.
Was licking itself and then said, you know, there's another door, idiot.
The cat started like, talking to
they
me.
They left you.
Meow, other door. Meow. Meow. Open the door. Meow.
Balls. Last name Balls.
If it's Buckeye football you crave, you come to the right place. And if it's day drinking you crave, you've also come to the right place. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
My daughter turned 5 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
And she said to me, "Isn't it great that I'm all grown up? When do I get to wear a bra like mom?" That's a question for mom.
Should have said, "Now. Go right, here you go. Happy birthday."
I'll tell you who needs to wear a bra. Me.
Yeah.
I am just gaining all of my weight in my chest.
Really?
Oh my God.
Is that a normal thing for you, or is that it's like changed over the years as age has approached?
I've always been a touch bosomy. But as I'm in my 40s now.
Great band name. A touch bosomy.
Well, I'm in my 40s
now. I'm going
now,
to that show.
As Costanza said when he looked at his father frolicking. It's like my own personal crying game. When I look in the mirror, like I'm almost to the point where if I were on TV, they may think about pixelating me in the chest.
Yeah. You're talking shirt off or shirt on? Because that's something. Oh, okay. I was going to say shirt on. Because I don't see it with you
wearing
normal
clothes.
Well,
that's because I know which fabrics to wear.
Yeah, fabric's important.
But if I took my shirt off right now, you'd all just start vomiting. All of you.
Well, I mean, take this from someone who has had a vomit-inducing physique for years. I understand your pain. I am aware of your pain, is what I'm saying.
The other problem that I've always had is I have uncomfortably big nipples. They're large.
How?
And so that doesn't help.
You said this before, and I forget. What was the thing you've compared them to size-wise?
Dinner plate.
No.
Dinner plate
not,
man nipples.
Okay, but... Not really. What's a real size comparison? Like, are we talking like a chocolate chip cookie? Not that big.
No, not that big.
All right.
Maybe a silver dollar?
Okay. I mean, that's on the larger side, but it's not the largest. That's fine.
No, it's not fine.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I got problems.
Well, if they keep getting bigger, then those will look smaller. So that's...
No, actually, the nipples are growing.
Oh, they're growing, too.
They're growing.
Oh, they're expanding
with the size of the breast.
I see. Yeah. Well, that's a different story altogether.
Yeah.
I guess you're just going to have to stop eating bread.
I'm going to have to stop eating a lot of stuff. I can't
stop eating bread.
I can't.
Hey.
I got to do something.
You know I've been losing weight. I have not stopped eating anything.
I know.
I haven't. I'm eating differently. I'm, you know, working some greens in every now and then. I'm moving more, but just last night I went, hung out with a buddy of mine, went to a bar. I had a couple beers. I had a pretzel. That's food. That's regular people food.
I
that's
know.
Not crazy.
I know.
Just saying, you can do it. Come on.
And I say these things to you people because, you know, I want you to know. I want you to know that I'm struggling just like you're struggling. All right? If you have huge man hooters out there, we should have a meeting.
Those are called mooters. Man hooters.
Here's another issue I've been having.
A gathering of
recently.
The mooters. Yes.
Just more disgusting things you don't want to know about me.
Sure.
I've always had a large sack.
Well, I did know that.
Just a droopy,
very aware of
large
that.
Sack.
Yeah.
This is not a 40-year-old problem. This was a 20-year-old problem.
Mm.
I have nothing to brag about in the shaft department, but the shaft, or the sack, I mean, uncomfortably large.
Are the things the sack is containing also large or normal size?
No, they haven't grown.
Well, that's good.
No.
That would be worrying if they had.
Yeah, I check. I massage down there and make sure everything's okay.
Mm.
To
sure.
the best of my knowledge.
Yeah.
But... Especially in the wintertime, the apparatus is tiny and hides. It hides inside the sack for warmth. So sometimes I forget
right.
about this,
yeah.
and I go number one in the potty.
Oh, no.
And the shaft is all tangled up in the sack.
Oh, no.
And I just start peeing all over myself. It's going down my leg. It's on the floor. I'm peeing in my sack.
This, you know what? This is one of the few times on this show where I think I can safely say yes. I mean, I know our show has a unique relationship with its audience.
I think
you have actually reached that point on this one where it is a little much.
He's just a common man.
But I appreciate your vulnerability.
All right.
And that, too. Vulnerability is the word I was trying to say.
This is from the Daily Mail from 2010. A Chinese farmer who had the biggest pair of male breasts ever seen.
Well, that's just quite
If you want to look at a photo, Google Chinese farmer.
I'm doing it now.
Man breasts. Okay. All right.
How did you get to this
point? Because I Googled biggest man breasts is what I Googled. And then I came to this guy. Look at that photo.
Is this NSFW? Are we going to break a... I don't want to break any rules.
Says he's reunited with his wife after an operation to remove them.
His wife left him over
Gao Feng, 53, said his unusual chest had made his life unbearable and his partner moved out of their home because she could no longer bear the taunts from the neighbors.
What kind of horrible neighborhood do these people live
in? What kind of horrible wife? Just picks up and leaves because the neighbor's making fun of the husband?
Like, I'm sorry. These neighbors are so terrible. I have to leave you. I can't stand... By the way, there's a picture here.
You saw it, didn't you? You're never going to unsee it.
You are not allowed to post any of this if it's... No. There's no way. Gao Feng was a lady and that picture was the picture, you're not allowed to post it.
Yeah.
Seems sexist, to be honest with you.
I know.
I agree with that.
I know.
Totally sexist.
I'm on my way to this guy.
No, you're not.
I'll be this guy.
There's no way you look like that. Teddy, find this article.
I didn't say I look like it now.
This is a public service and a medical helpful thing. Tweet this article out so people can see from a medical perspective.
Just do the photo. Just copy the photo and put in a tweet so people can see this.
Actually, just zoom in on just the relevant part of the photo and get us all fired. Let's do that.
You gotta get,
just send the photo out.
This is not Adidas's account.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Have him tweet the article so we can be clear. This is to, you know, there's a story behind this. Okay. It's not just voyeurism. Okay. You sick bastard. Jeez.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Birmingham City Football Club, this of course is in England, they have an interesting protest plan. The fans are not fans of the ownership of their team. So they've done other things in the past. They've staged protests outside the stadium. They've brought signs, all of that. I don't know exactly what their grievances with the ownership, but I don't really care. But I will tell you that they have another protest planned, and it's for the 12th of this month. They're playing a game that day against Hull. Their supporters group tweeted this out. I'm going to change one of the words, but I mean, you'll know what it is,
right?
Because I'm not that subtle. Get the biggest dildaroonie you can find and throw it onto the pitch in the 69th minute of the game against Hull on 12:03. They have the date turned around because it's England.
Yeah, got it.
Says, meet at the George, the George is the stadium, at 1:30 on the day to compare dildaroonies and construct a plan. The bigger the dildaroonie and the more we can get, the bigger impact it has calling these owners PPs.
Can't say that word.
Yeah. But
listen,
our guy Dick Cass would appreciate it.
He sure would. Now, number one, love the fan protests. Understand why fans have to protest if they don't like something. There's a constructive way to do it. There is a not constructive way to do it. I do think
there are going to be plenty of fans who will have to go out and purchase a Dildaruni.
They seem to be very happy to do that.
Sure. But there might be some fans, you know, male or female, probably a decent number of female fans, who might have a surplus.
Uh-huh.
Who might say, for the cause, I am willing to donate, or perhaps I too am a fan and will go. Obviously, there's plenty of female fans of Birmingham, I'm quite sure. That's a very interesting and unique form of protest that I'm sure will get noticed. Now, how likely do you think it is they're able to get those into the stadium? I'm guessing not very. So the protest is going to have to happen outside, right? Because you're not...
Oh, I think you'll be able to get them in.
Don't you think... Well...
I mean, let's face it. They probably don't have the best security in the world at this particular stadium.
No.
You know, this is not the Premier League.
That's true.
And if the owners are as bad as they say they are, then they're too cheap to hire real security. And, you know, I put the Dildaruni in my pants. What are you going to do?
Sure. I mean, they're...
How are you going to prove, unless they make you take your clothes off, that that's not your actual thing in there?
Right. I think that would be very inappropriate if someone would judge you that way.
Dildaruni? No, it's me. What are you going to do about
it? Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. Appreciate you thinking that.
You want to touch it some more? It's all me. Now go ahead, sir. Hey, governor. Hey, jolly good. Do you like that?
I think it'll be also interesting. There will probably be a few fans who will come in and they'll say, well, that one, we think we know, but we can't. Nah. The next one will come in. They'll go, again, it looks like, but we can't. All right. The next one, they'll go, I don't see any outward signs. You must not have brought one. And they goes, oh, that's what you think. Mm-hmm. And then you just say, all right, well, move along because I'm not finding out what's up with that.
First of all, how do we know that the ushers, the people that they're not just as involved in this? It's probably an inside job.
Man, could you imagine if some of the Ohio State Redcoats had to get involved in all that, trying to, like, because I've seen them, you know, when someone tries to sneak down into a section they're not supposed to be in, or you don't have a ticket, and suddenly three or four of them will come up, and they'll be like, hey, whoa, you can't be here, right? Like, I'd like to put them in charge of stadium security for that day. So just see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Guy fought in, like, World War II.
I was going to say, what's the average age of the Redcoats?
Or a Korean War vet, you know, and he's trying to do his best and trying to just follow the rules and listen to what's told, and then a bunch of people showing up with all kinds of apparatus. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't sign up for this. I've seen a lot of bleep in my day. I'm not going for this.
According to this article, Birmingham City they finished in the bottom third of the championship each of their 5 years in charge. The new ownership hired 8 permanent managers, broken financial regulations resulting in points deduction, and have overseen a huge turnover in players.
Yeah, it's not great.
What's championship? Is that the second?
Championship is the, second division of English soccer.
So they're one down from Premier League.
But their fans want them. They are expected to be a Premier League stars. The team that's competing to be in the Premier League should be in the Premier League.
Well, Birmingham's a big city.
Yeah, it is. Well, and they should be better than this. But
they think so too. Hence the Dildarunis.
Listen, I'm telling you, I think the Bills may have struck a chord here. More fans, I think, are going to realize that's the way to go. And you're right. Easier to sneak those in than a lot of other ways you could protest.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about
it's hard,
that.
It's hard to bring in a big giant squid. You know? I don't think it's that hard to sneak in a Dildaruni.
Or, you know, tentacle. Right. Whatever you got going on. You know.
Yeah,
well, I don't judge. No. Whatever your thing is.
Got the suckers on the end of it.
They sure do.
The best of Common Man and T-Bone.
All right, let's be serious. All right?
Yeah,
we're a real radio show here. Let's focus and talk about the things that matter, like throwing sex toys on the field at a European soccer match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we talked about this yesterday, that Birmingham City, their fans are not happy with current ownership. If you want the backstory on this, I'll go Google some of the different things that have done. They've been protesting basically all year long. The ownership group of this team is a bunch of Chinese owners that really, it's like a faceless kind of corporation. They don't even know who to really call the owner of the team. There's just a supposed group from China that bought the team,
But none of the fans have really had any accountability or seen anything from this new ownership group. There are concerns that the money coming into this organization may not be coming from the most legitimate of businesses. So the fans there are saying, we got faceless owners. We have no idea where this money's coming from. They don't seem to want to spend it on our club anyway. Why is any of this allowed? So they are protesting. One of the things they did previously was they all wore masks to the game. And they said, we are going to wear masks to show we have no faces, just like our owners. We don't know who they are. They shouldn't know who we are.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Effective as long as the masks don't turn into hoods.
No. That's not, they weren't that. They were just wearing masks.
Okay. No hood wearing.
No. The next thing they did was they took whistles out. And they blew whistles in a couple different times in the match to say, like a ref would, if a foul happens, they blow the whistle to stop play. They said they wanted to call a timeout on all of this and find out who the owners were because they don't know anything about
it. How is this allowed by the league? Just to have nameless, faceless owners who have no...
I'm sure there's some level of, yeah, if you really got into it, that... I mean, there is a Chinese businessman named Paul Suen, who apparently is part of this group that is trying to or has purchased this team, but they're saying he's not been accountable, and all the people who are truly funding this are not being held accountable, and they don't know how to do that. So yes, there is technically an owner, but So they've done that. They said blowing whistles, not good enough. Wearing masks, not good enough. How about something that'll really get them going? This weekend, 69th minute of the match, we're going to sneak in some dildaroonies to the stadium and lob them at the field/pitch. So we talked about this on the show. I have a buddy who lives in England who listens to our show. And he messaged me after the show yesterday and said, hey, I actually am planning to go to this game.
It's on the 12th.
Yeah.
So next Saturday.
Planning to go to this game. And I said, well, will you give us some feedback as to what happens? He said, oh, yeah. He said, and in fact, I took some of your advice. I'm going to try to find a way to sneak one or two in.
Yes.
You got to be thinking.
Put in your pants.
They can't. What are they going to do?
They're not going to strip search you.
Yeah. If you come in, they're like, what's this? You say, well, that's me. You're welcome.
Why are we assuming the ushers, too, won't be bringing their own dildaroonies in? They're probably pissed off. There's probably a lot of those.
Oh, you know what? If that was a thing at Ohio State, you know some of those redcoats would be like, I've been waiting for this chance. They'd be bringing it in, ready to throw it out on the field.
Yeah. Redcoats are about 1 million years old at Ohio Stadium. Their dildaroonies are made of oak. It's like Babe Ruth's bat.
If you use it right, you only need one.
I tell you, Grandpa's always out in that woodshed just working.
These new kids with their batteries and lights. You don't need that. You need a stiff piece of wood. That's all you need.
What are you doing, Grandpa, with that table leg? None of your business. I got a lathe and some time.
Back in my day, we didn't just throw out an old table. We made something of it. Snout the tail. That's what they call it in butchery.
Snout the tail. Goes out to like a local, I don't know, crafts fair. What do you got here? Some woodworking? Oh, my.
Why do you think the old people always go to garage sales? To make something of the junk.
Sure.
Somebody else's junk is their treasure.
Yeah. This little end table's got some, I got some ideas for this thing.
Is that a rounded edge? Yes.
Maybe there's some whittling involved too to make it a little fine detail.
That's where it came from. Sanding the banister. Whittling the leg. All right, anyway, go ahead. Your third friend's going to sneak in dildaroonie.
I hope so. So we'll get a full report. We'll find out.
I'm excited.
We'll find out what's going on. By the way, this guy owes me because he's the guy who told me about Sunderland, which is, you know, the team I now root for.
You haven't abandoned them.
How dare you jump on
the bandwagon.
How dare you?
You root for better teams. How's Sunderland doing right now?
I'm not even looking. I believe they're fourth. I want to say they're fourth. Top two go up. I think they're right in a spot to get in. They are currently, I want to say, in the playoffs, either fourth or fifth. Look it up, Ted. Third division English soccer. That's what you thought you were going to do.
Look it up.
I'm not looking because I want to prove that I've been up on it. I hadn't checked the last week, but I was checking pretty regularly this year.
They are in sixth spot.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they've had a couple bad weeks, but we're still in playoff spot. The last four after the top two, they get to play a playoff. And then Netflix can do another year of documentary about how this team sucks. Sucks so bad. I hate it so much. They have such a beautiful stadium.
Okay.
The Fan is live and local with Morning Juice. Caffeinate and dominate.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
I'm just saying, my brother is in this like tiny stadium with one of the best teams in the world, and he's watching it happen right now. I feel envious of him, but good for him. I'm happy for him. Unlike you, I am happy for people. No, because you've said before, you're never like people that you know that are doing well. You're never happy for them.
No, that's right. It's a problem.
That's what I'm saying. I know.
It's a problem with me.
I'm saying I'm happy for him. Although I am simultaneously happy and jealous of him.
I'm the person, I go on Facebook, I want to see everybody that I know and ever have known look uglier and fatter than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Posting pictures of their ugly kids playing in a pool of broken glass.
Jeez.
That's what I want to see.
Really?
I am a petty, small man.
Why can't the kids be on a playground?
GoFundMe like, set up. I can't pay my bills. GoFundMe.
The parents can still be terrible, but the kids are at least on a playground.
My kids have been repoed. Somehow you missed the lease payment on the youngest kid.
I don't think even if that was how it worked, I don't think they would call it child repossession. I don't think they would call
child
it child
protective services.
That's what they call it. That's not repoing.
They should call it child repo. That should be a reality show. Is where Dog the Bounty Hunter looking guy sneaks around your house in the middle of the night to abduct your kid. But he's not really abducting your kid. He's taking the kid to a better place.
It would actually be one of those things where I wouldn't know who to root for. Because it's like, well, I'm not rooting for the parents who are so awful their kids have to be taken away. But I'm not rooting for Dog the Bounty Hunter to be the guy who saves the day either.
As Dog the Bounty Hunter takes the kid away to go to a better family, Bone.
No, I know, staying with their terrible. I don't want Dog the Bounty Hunter to be virtuous in any way in this.
He whispers the N-word in the little kid's ear, because that's what Dog likes to do.
I told
you! And then the spirit of dead Beth comes with her huge tots to coddle the children.
I forgot about Ghost Beth's tots. I really hadn't thought about that.
Dog's moved on. He's remarried, I think.
I know, but
he's remarried.
Those ghost tots.
Does the new wife
not
have beach ball tots?
I like how we're saying basically the typo version of the thing we can't say. Because I and O are right next to each other on the keyboard. If you just say it, I don't. Anyway, do you remember?
I'm talking about tater tots. I don't know what you're you're doing.
All I know is I met the one time in my life I ran into a celebrity
Dog
in New
Bounty
York
Hunter?
City. I ran into Dog the Bounty
Did
Hunter.
Did he whisper the N-word to you?
Here's the thing.
Hey, man.
I had not really caught up on the whole scandal.
You're bald and fat. You know the drill.
I said, hey, you're Dog the Bounty Hunter. He goes, sure am. He says, you want a picture? And I said, yeah. And so we took a picture.
You want a picture? He volunteered a picture?
Yeah.
Was he Rimmer?
He did.
I'm Jeff Rimmer. Would you like a picture?
And so then I said, all right, thanks, man. And then I Googled, like, why is Dog the Bounty Hunter in New York City? Maybe he's working on a new TV show. Nope, he was there for racial sensitivity and, like, going and talking to a bunch of groups about how not to be a racist.
All right.
That was the moment I met him, was at his lowest point, and he still offered a picture.
Of course he did.
Horrible human.
Well, you asked him.
No. I said, you're Dog the Bounty Hunter. That was all I was going to say. And he's like, you want to get a picture? And I said, well, I guess. And I didn't realize.
That's a good way to greet somebody, too.
I didn't realize.
You're the guy you know you are. Hi, I'm T-Bone.
I just was more like, it's you. Like, it wasn't,
yes,
a shock.
Yes, it is.
It was just more of a shock, that's all.
Next time you see T-Bone, just say, hey, it's you. You're T-Bone. Yes, I am. Want a picture?
Is your wife making tater tots right now? What's going on?
Common Man and T-Bone.
Mac Jones, Patriots quarterback, says he has some goals this offseason. Patriots finished 10-7. They were in the playoffs, did not go well, but You know, they overachieved, maybe. Maybe Mac Jones overachieved for some people, although if you look at the numbers, they weren't fantastic. Although he was a Pro Bowler.
That's right.
When it was all said and done.
Yeah.
He said about his off-season routine, what he needs to cut out. He says, I like ice cream too much, like a lot of people. I just want to limit it and then try and eat healthy, like we do with the Patriots. Every day they give us great food. I just got to talk to Ted, our nutritionist, and make sure we're on the same page.
Oh, man.
Got to talk to Ted.
Man, get that ice cream out of here, Fatty. Come on, Fatty.
All right, one serving. Get out of here with your one serving. Are you the idiot that buys the Ben & Jerry's and splits it up into four servings?
Yeah, at least three, yeah.
Get out of here.
You really eat a pint of ice cream in three different settings?
Yeah, I it's not four. It's, yeah, probably three.
I mean, I'm not saying that's wrong. Good for you. I'm saying that's amazing that you can do it. I don't have that willpower.
Oh, no. You kidding? Once I pop that top. I've had two pints in one sitting. You can only have one flavor of ice cream for the rest of your life.
Oh, I'm pretty basic, man. I like I really enjoy just cookies and cream. Like,
is there a particular brand that you're loyal to? Because that makes a difference.
I'm not loyal to a brand, but I guess I'm trying to think when the last one we had. I mean, yeah, probably like Velvet ice cream I've enjoyed over the years, but are they still making Velvet? Yeah, that's been gone for a while.
Teddy, one flavor of ice cream for the rest of your life.
I love me some cookie dough. So
yeah, chocolate chip particular brand one for me.
I don't really care about the brand.
Well, you're wrong, because there is one brand.
Well, tell me.
It's Ben & Jerry's.
Okay.
I'm a Ben & Jerry's super fan. To me, there is no better vanilla ice cream, little chocolate shards, chocolate chip cookie dough combination than Ben & Jerry's.
Well, that's good to know. I don't know why. I just go look and see what's, like, which one is available. Because sometimes you go for, like, a certain brand, it's like they're out of cookies and cream in that brand. It's like, all right, well, then I don't care about the brand. I just want the cookies and cream. So,
see, I will not eat cookie dough anywhere else.
Really?
Except, well, like a place like Handles.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy Handles. I will go get cookie dough there.
Yeah.
Very good.
I do enjoy, I've got to say, the custard is another game changer
I enjoy the custard. However, I'm picky about my custard.
Oh.
Culver's is fine.
Okay.
But to me, I'm a Witz guy. I like the Witz frozen custard better than the Culver's.
Must be nice just driving around testing everybody's ice cream and custard and every variety of flavors.
Are you a pretend fat ass or a real fat ass? I thought we were real fat asses on this show.
A real fat ass goes and says, where's the most ice cream I can get for the most bang for my buck?
A real fat ass tries everything and then settles in on the best and eats that.
I don't think that's right.
They've got 19 Witz around town. Why can't you go get a Witz?
I'm saying the real fat ass is like, I want something right now. Shove it in my face. I'm not even looking at it. I feel like the less fat ass would be the one who goes, not today. No, I need to try another one before I will. Like,
first of all, not today. I still eat the whole thing. It's not like I drive and take a taste and then throw it in the trash.
All right, but you said like there's one brand. You said if they don't Ben & Jerry's,
I will move on to a different flavor. I will have a different flavor. It's not like I'm foregoing ice cream. I will have ice cream. I just won't have cookie dough ice cream.
We just have different ways of being. There's no wrong way to be a fat ass. I think that's what we're realizing here.
I don't know why you hate Witz.
I don't hate Witz.
It sounds like you do.
Witz is fine.
Common man here for Witz. They pay me nothing to tell you that.
You know what I will say? Get a drive-thru. That's what I'll say. Because Culver's, I can drive right through. I don't have to get out of the car. That's to me, the number one. And that's the most fat ass thing you can say. I'm not getting out of my vehicle, and that's my choice. So if you got a drive-thru, that's where I'm going.
All right.
You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
If you missed that was...
You're going to walk like 8 miles to go...
Walk 8 miles. Get the hell out of here. The parking spot's right in the middle, right in the front door.
I'm telling you,
there's nobody in there, ever.
I want custard. I want nothing to do with walking.
You know what? Witz does have a drive-thru. The one in Gahanna does. Kiss my ass.
I've never been to the one in Gahanna. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you. You'll drive 2 hours to go to a gas station and eat.
That's not true.
But you're going to crap on me for going to Witz?
I'm usually going to a dirt track 2 hours away, and there's a gas station on
en route. All right.
Yeah,
just embrace the inconsistency.
And answer all of our dumb questions by voting in the Van poll.
Sponsored by Dick Mashiter Ford.
Type in 971 The Van on the Twitter machine. Thank you.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior. That doesn't
behavior.
Mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing that I'm not in an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in an asylum.
It is fitting that I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.